Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Career would be over.
No, and I think he ought to make one phone call to Martha Stewart and ask her her advice as to whether you should sit down and talk to a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. Martha Stewart's lawyers walked her into the prosecutor's office. She ended up being indicted not for what she allegedly did on the tarmac and insider trading, but for misleading and making statements to the prosecutors which the prosecutors believed to be untrue.
Yeah,
so it's always a non-starter to start sitting down with prosecutors. You're not going to talk them out of anything. They're just sitting there waiting for you to fall into that trap.
Well, true. I mean, there is something true about that, that Dershowitz is saying. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you. It's a weird Friday. And it's raining finally in Texas, and I'm so excited about that. But a lot to get into, and we're going to cover all of that stuff as it goes on. The situation as it concerns what Dershowitz is talking about, wherein, you know, you could just so easily, it could so easily be where you are, you're asked a question and then it's determined that, well, like, for instance, did you beat your wife? Do you love salami sandwiches? And if you lie about something as small as salami sandwiches, then you're going to go to jail. I mean, that's the procedural move that he's looking to get. That's what it's all about. That's what all of it. And that's why it's like, why even do it then? Because that's the whole point of it. Why even do it? And because there's nothing there. If there had been something there, fine. There's no evidence of anything. All right, so we have that and a bunch of other stuff to get into. We're going to get into our buzzword bingo later on towards the end of this hour. So, do you remember back when Dianne Feinstein had that staffer and it was discovered that they raised $50 million to hire Chris Steele? Do you remember all of that stuff when all that happened? I remember all that happened. Yeah, because that was Feinstein's dude, right? Raised $50 million, hired Fusion, GPS, and Chris Steele after the 2016 election, right? And that was Daniel Jones that did that. So you have this plus the fact that she had this spy working for her. And I still, how often, by the way, did you see that on your cable news last night?
I watched a lot.
Did you watch a lot of cable news?
I watched a lot, and I didn't really see it.
Because you were educating the bot?
Yeah. The bot and I are now, you know, sort of like
you got a
co-watching
buddy.
News
right
now.
You got a little buddy. Look at you. You're
helping
it
develop a personality. It's a tough thing to do with artificial intelligence. But by speaking of artificial intelligence, that's what it was like watching on TV last night.
It was a lot, yeah.
A lot of artificial.
Nobody thinks it's a big deal that she had a Chinese spy working for her. Chai spy.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks it was a big deal that she had the spy working for her this entire time. Or that just like they didn't think it was a big deal that, you know, her staffer hired Chris Steele after the election, and they were working with Russians to do. I mean, why in the hell does that not matter? If it matters whether or not Trump Jr. met one of Fusion GPS's Russian partners in the Trump Tower, oh, that's who she is. Like, if you're going to get all, like, bent out of shape because Trump Jr. met I don't even know if he did or not. I really don't even care. Because unless they were talking about bombing America or let's undermine the way the votes are tallied, I mean, if you can show me that, I'll totally be on your side. But until you can, I mean, you got a lot of nothing, right? I mean, I'm one of those people that needs to see something before I invest my trust in you, right? I mean, if you're bent out of shape over that, then you ought to be up in arms over this. Because that chick was working with Fusion GPS, and they were hired by Dianne Feinstein, and there's your Russian connection. We're going to continue to cover that story as well. I have an update, too, on the insane article about the extremist Muslims that were training kids to shoot up schools in the New Mexican desert. You know, because that's not a big deal to a lot of people. Do you want to hear this headline? You're going to need to sit down for this. I know it's early in the show. I'm trying to ease you into it. It's going to be pretty crazy. Are you ready? It's bad. It is so bad. I saw this. I saw this because 1,000 of you sent this to me. And almost all of you were in caps lock. It was insane. I'm actually surprised that nobody sent this to Dana Show by. You guys may want to check that because some of them like had every email address on there. So this comes by way of Daily Caller. All right, you ready? So Siraj Wahaj, the crazy extremist Muslim who created that compound in New Mexico that was training starving kids to go shoot up schools. His dad, the crazy extremist imam in New York, says that the news coverage is anti-Muslim propaganda. I told you. You need to sit. He said that the incident, he said compound incident called anti-Muslim propaganda. For real. The representative of the mosque that has where the crazy imam is, Ali Abdul Karim Judan, a spokesman for the mosque, said in a video posted Thursday on Facebook that the incident has nothing to do with extremism. It was a domestic situation. Really? Really? Because that's not what court documents say. I'm sure that we can trust this imam, who was a character witness for the blind sheikh. I'm so sure. I mean, why not? I mean, who are you going to trust? The court documents and the local police that acted when the FBI wouldn't and stormed the thing? Or are you going to believe one of the unindicted co-conspirators in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing? Who'd you believe, Kane? Is that a hard one?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Not a hard one?
Not
one. No? I was just wondering.
Go with not the bomber.
You're going to go... Well, he was an unindicted co-conspirator.
Well, that's still...
Is that just word salad to you? You got to talk into the mic. He's just yelling.
I'm sorry,
at me.
I'm here trying to prep too for some other stuff. No, of course we're not. We're not going to the co-conspirator. No, of course not. Why would we want? No,
because that's what the decision is before us. Because the spokesman says, no. This was an extremism. Well, if that was an extremism, what the hell was it?
This is a terrorist situation, like a domestic terrorist situation. This isn't just a domestic situation. Like this guy's trying to pass it off as just some. Oh, he just starved kids, and he beat women and stuff.
The kids were even like, yeah, he was training us.
That's all he did. But this clearly is a domestic terrorist situation, not a domestic situation, and downplaying it only actually, reduces the safety of Americans.
Yeah. Well, this is what this guy says. The crazy imam, shame on you all, says one of the unindicted co-conspirators of the World Trade Center bombing in 1993. He says, shame on you all. All of you are just perpetuating this anti-Muslim propaganda. Shame on you. What does it say in America? That a guy with extremist beliefs that makes the women in his family, makes it to where they have to cover themselves in blankets in the desert whenever they walk outside and they can't leave the house without a man. I mean, what does it say about you that you're critical of a man who's starving 11 kids in the desert? I mean, you're a bigot. That's essentially what is being told to us here, right? Okay, yeah. So I am just, you're a bigot. That's what this is.
Well, there's a dead one found as well, right?
The body. Well, they found the remains of a child,
right.
A 3-year-old child.
The 11 were starved. This is the 12th, right? Or this would.
Yeah,
be,
this would be the 12th child. They found the remains of the missing 11 or 3-year-old boy. They don't know if it was his son, but I'm just saying Occam's razor. The guy's missing a 3-year-old. They find the remains of a 3-year-old on this very remote compound out in the middle of nowhere where no one else could be going to bury other three-year-olds. Just saying.
But it's just a domestic situation?
Yeah, how dare you? It's just, you know, you're just pushing anti-Muslim propaganda. That's all this is. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This is the attempt to make fact propaganda. This is what we've seen for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, can't a guy just starve 11 children and train them to shoot up schools without you assuming something about his religious beliefs? I mean, how dare you? You're such a bigot. Not the guy who is starving 11 children and training them to shoot up schools, but you. You are the bigot. You're the bigot. Yeah. Crazy Imam. Character witness for the
Blind Sheikh. By the way, no one was condemning him for religion itself. They were condemning him for the action.
Except if your religion says it's okay, then I'm totally going to mock you and your God.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fair, too. But that's not how the story was presented. You know what I mean? No one presented the story as evil Muslim. No, no one ever did that.
Mm.
They pointed out the actions and reported the facts of what he did and what was going on there.
Yeah.
It wasn't religiously motivated.
No, no, true. I know. We have a lot to get into. We have coming up first world problems as well. We're going to get into that because people in California are mad because of scooters. And they're acting out in insane ways. In scooters. We'll have the latest on the Di-Fi Chi Spy. Also, the hall monitors of media, they've been working overtime to find any Alex Jones tweets that they don't like because they're mad that Twitter's not taking him off. They're not deplatforming him. So we'll have that for you. We also have the New York Times. A writer at the New York Times apologized to racist Sarah Jong. That doesn't make sense. I agree with you. I will explain. We have that for you. We have Mailbag of Hate coming up later on and a lot of other good stuff as well. And then we're going to get into the buzzword bingo. So I use, as part of my pre-workout, I always take Super Beats as part of it because I like the increase in stamina and focus that I get. And nitrates actually help your body produce nitric oxide, and that nitric oxide makes your arteries wide and flexible, and it increases your circulation, maintains healthy blood pressure, all of that good stuff that, you know, the processed sugar drinks and the artificial stimulant drinks that make your heart race and make you crash, they all try to mimic what Super Beats does naturally. Now, people say, well, I can just cook my beets at home. You true, but you can't cook your beets at home and get the nitrates out of them. Beets have more nitrates than anything else. In fact, 1998 Nobel Prize winning research, this is what all of Super Beets is based on, because heat destroys nitrates. So what they do is they use this cold process. They condense all of these carefully grown non-GMO beets down into a powder. You take a teaspoon of it. You put it in 4 ounces of water to make the gothest looking drink you could ever make. And you just do the shot. And depending on how big you are, how tall you are, your metabolism, et cetera, you know, I feel it in about 20 minutes. That time will vary, but you will feel it. It's a difference in energy and focus. I've not talked to anyone who said that they have not felt a difference. And no crash. Like, I can take it legit at 6 o'clock because my days don't end sometimes till 9 or 10. And I go from, like, 6 or 7 in the morning. So, and sometimes I'll do multiple shots of this throughout the day. So I can do it as late as 6 o'clock and I can still go to sleep because it doesn't keep you up. It's a natural energy. It's not the stimulants. So call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. See how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com. Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change, your mechanic finds something wrong, and surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of your own pocket to fix it. This is why I recommend extended vehicle protection from CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. When you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Get CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code DANA or visit CarShield.com and use code DANA to save 10%. That's CarShield.com or 800-CAR-6100 and use code DANA to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
African-American, guy out in Hollywood, all these different things, you know, everyone around me tried to pick my candidate for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then told me every time I said I like Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I get kicked out the black community because blacks are, we're supposed to have a monolithic thought. We can only like, we can only be Democrats and all. So, even when I said it right before I went to the hospital and I expressed myself, and when I came out, I had lost my confidence. So I didn't have the confidence to take on the world and the possible backlash. And it took me a year and a half to have the confidence to stand up and put on the hat, no matter what the consequences were. And what it represented to me is not about policies, and because I'm not a politician like that, but it represented overcoming fear and doing what you felt, no matter what anyone said, and saying, you can't bully me. Liberals can't bully me. News can't bully me. The hip-hop community, they can't bully me. Because at that point, if I'm afraid to be me, I'm no longer Yay. That's what makes Yay.
I need a nickname like Yay. That's Kanye West, who is saying, look, and isn't that how it is? Like, and I've noticed this not just with, you know, not even conservatives, just independent black thinkers, independent gay thinkers, independent minority thinkers of, you know, whatever. If you express even doubt as to the agenda that you are being sold, they attack you. Oh my gosh, do they attack you? It is awful. I've seen it happen so many times. And again, you don't even have to come out as a Republican or a conservative. If you just say, you know what, I don't necessarily agree with that. I kind of want to do my own thing. Holy cow. They come at you. Let's kick it into some Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, the Kansas governor race got nasty. What is Kris Kobach's lead at, like 91 votes right now? Oh, my goodness. Topeka, Kansas, Associated Press. Secretary of State Kobach said that the Republican Party, it's the primary battle with Jeff Cloyer. It's a very interesting. 91 votes is his lead right now. 91 votes. So don't think that, you know, not every vote counts. I hear people say, oh, well, my vote doesn't matter. It does, though. It does. That's something I think that people on the left want you to believe. Ohio's race got closer. Oh, this is so interesting. This is kind of what happened and how Franken won, right? So they found a bunch of previously uncounted votes. Wow. That's crazy in Ohio. They just found it. So the race between Democrat Danny O'Connor and Republican Troy Balderson got tighter because election results in Franklin County just happened to find over 500 votes for Democrat Danny O'Connor. Just enough to really take the margin down to a really tiny amount. It's crazy how they just found these missing votes. Wow. I mean, how they lost them. You believe it? They just lost them. A NASA package that fell from the sky with a note mentioning Trump sparked some initial alarm, said CBS. It was in South Brunswick, New Jersey, where a package fell from the sky over the state that caused some alarm because it contained a note that mentioned the president. South Brunswick police say the package attached to a parachute was making a hissing sound and included a note that said, quote, NASA Atmospheric Research Instrument, not a bomb. If this lands near the president, we at NASA wish him a great round of golf. So they said it was something that they launched into the sky to measure ozones. It's a part of 6 balloons. And they said that the summer student employee wrote the note in a misguided attempt to be lighthearted. They said they apologize any kind of concern. I think it's hysterical, though, that he wrote, not a bomb. Just, you know, worth NASA stuff. Oh, by the way, speaking of the president, his Walk of Fame star multiplied by times infinity because an artist is hysterical and the ultimate troll. Hollywood Reporter says after it was destroyed, his Walk of Fame star multiplied overnight, so there were several dozen stars all over the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They said the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce hasn't weighed in on the matter. They said that more are going to pop up. That's the warning. They don't know who's doing it. It's hysterical. Stay with us. Do you want to make a conservative difference but don't have the time? Making conservative change is easy with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fight for your values. They partner with conservative organizations and promote conservative change. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations at no extra cost to you. Support conservative causes that you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and for your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry and join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last, and also make sure to mention promo code DANA to waive your activation fee when you join. Make the switch today by visiting or calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/DANA. Make conservative change happen every time you use.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Join Aaron Wright and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the world.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. to never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Spanning coast to coast and all over Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
Well, from the beginning of this entire episode, it has been very clear that there was a brazen plot to exonerate Hillary Clinton illegally, and if she lost the election, to frame Donald Trump with false crimes. Why did that happen? It happened because the FBI and the DOJ during the Obama administration were pro-Democrat and anti-Republican. I repeat, this was a partisan decision.
Well, true, Joe DeGeneva. There was. They were getting shady trying to steal an election. I noticed this is what a number of conservative reporters are saying, that they're having their tweets reported for inoffensive content. This kind of goes in line with all of this, by the way, because this is how the FBI deals with this situation. And now you also have a number of conservative journalists say, well, looks like somebody's trying to protect Feinstein from any criticism. They're getting complaints for any even just simple reporting about Dianne Feinstein's, the Dive-By Chi Spy. They, for instance, one reporter, Benjamin Weingarten, said that he received a Twitter, got a complaint about his tweet on a story about Senator Feinstein and her husband's longtime ties to China, their pro-China positions, including economic and military positions and rhetoric, and profits from investing in China. A number of these people. Byron York said, Twitter informs me I was investigated but found not to have violated its abusive speech code. And it was, all he tweeted was, emails raised clear questions of whether Steele was working with a Russian oligarch at the same time he was also working with Dianne Feinstein and Fusion GPS. That's all it was about. And people are reporting it like crazy. Wow. Pretty amazing. Yeah, and, I mean, in Wasserman Schultz with the Pakistani guys. Very, very fascinating. So this, there is such a, you know, I think the reason why people don't trust the FBI, or at least the leadership, is because there's a very clear double standard. And in order for the law to have strength, it has to be equally applied. And it hasn't been. I mean, there are so many questions in this particular instance with Feinstein. I mean, for the relationship, Mark Thiessen has a really good piece out at the Washington Post. I mean, can you imagine if this was all reversed? If you had a Republican chairman on the House Intelligence Committee that had a Russian spy working on their staff for two decades, what would the political firestorm be for that? If you had a Republican chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee that had a Russian spy working in close employ for over two decades, don't you think that that would be incredibly concerning? I do. I mean, for crying out loud, this is for a long time. And that's exactly what it was with Feinstein and this Chinese spy that was on her staff. He was even listed as office director. And he reported to China's Ministry of State Security through China's San Francisco consulate. And they did this, that was the reaction to this, that, I mean, that has nothing, has been nil. And Feinstein even acknowledged, and she said that while I was aware of it, she says, 5 years ago, the FBI informed me it had concerns that an administrative member of my California staff was potentially being sought out by the Chinese government to provide information. And she said that he never had access to anything. And then he, when it was discovered, he was immediately fired. So she tries to say, well, you know, he was quickly fired and he was just a junior staffer. He was quickly fired after he was working for her for 20 years. But that's a pretty serious breach. And this is according to top Justice Department officials. I mean, for instance, this is one of the things that Thiessen reported. They say focusing because he served as her driver, her trusted driver. And they say, focusing on his driver function alone in mafia families, the boss's driver was among the most trusted men in the crew because, among other things, he heard everything that was discussed in the car. If you think that Dianne Feinstein had no conversations while going between point A and point B, you're naive, purposefully so, to the detriment of our nation's security. I mean, that's one of the things that for people of importance, for heads of state, etc., drivers are carefully vetted. They hear everything. They hear phone calls. They have to sign in. They're supposed to sign NDAs. All of it. So they had this, all of these intel folks weighing in. They say, you know, you could even have the driver record all the conversations that she would have had with passengers and phone calls in her car. What if she would have left an iPad or laptop in the car when she went to a meeting? The driver could have downloaded everything. They could have recorded her. They could have put, because he was her gopher, also, in addition to her driver, he had access to everything. He could have put an audio recording device in her home. He could have done it in her office. I mean, who knows to what extent she was compromised. That's pretty amazing. They're like, you know, they had access to her calls. That's pretty much like having access to classified emails. And yet the media doesn't want to give this any attention. Because if they give it any attention, they have to take attention away from their Russia witch hunt. There's more evidence to suggest with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, with Dianne Feinstein, to say nothing of Hillary Clinton, that everything that they accuse of everywhere else has actually been committed with the people in which they've invested their favoritism and preference. But Christopher Wray even said, quote, China from a counterintelligence perspective represents the broadest, most pervasive, most threatening challenge we face as a country. Because remember, as Thiessen notes, that it was China that hacked that Office of Personnel Management in 2015. It was China that stole SF-86 security clearance, a ton of clearances, the forms of thousands of executive branch employees. It was described and still is as the most devastating cyber attack in the history of the United States. Do you realize that they've killed a dozen of our CIA sources inside their regime? China has. You guys realize this, right? I don't think that's been widely reported. They've killed a number of CIA informants inside China. They recruited a Senate staffer as well. Just craziness. I mean, at some point, and I think, you know, Andrew Wray is absolutely right when he talks about this, when he mentions this and says, look, they're a huge threat. They've killed some of our assets even. They carried out the worst cyber attack in our country's history. That's a big deal. They actually crippled United States, that whole thing, China killing CIA informants. New York Times reported it. They crippled U.S. spying operations. This was in May of last year. The Chinese government systematically dismantled CIA spying operations in the country beginning in 2010, killing or imprisoning more than a dozen sources over 2 years, crippling intel gathering there for years after. Current and former administration officials described the intelligence breach as one of the worst in decades. It set off a scramble in Washington's intelligence and law enforcement agencies to contain the fallout. Massive damage. Between the final weeks of 2010 all the way through the end of 2012, the Chinese killed at least a dozen of the CIA sources. One of them was shot in front of his colleagues in the courtyard of a government building. That was like a little warning to all the other CIA operatives that might be in the vicinity or aware of that individual. Others were jailed. The Chinese killed or imprisoned 18 to 20 of the CIA sources in China additionally. They completely destroyed a network that took years to build. It was just devastating. And after the worst cyber attack in our nation's history, Beijing then had access to thousands of government personnel records, including intelligence contractors. And Dianne Feinstein had one of their people as her driver, gopher, and personal assistant, privy to every conversation she had for 20 years plus. And you don't think that that's a huge deal? You don't think that that's big enough to at least share some of the more Russia witch hunt headline space? Because if people truly think that, it's not the security of the United States that they're worried about. It's the security of the Democrat Party that they're worried about. And that seems to be at odds with security of the United States if you're willing to overlook serious breaches like this, particularly for someone who sat on the Senate Intelligence Committee and dealt day in and day out with classified materials. I mean, if you can't acknowledge that, you do not have the security of the nation as a priority. It's partisanship. And you're kind of working hand in hand with the people who want to dismantle the United States just like they did our spy system in China. I mean, whose side are you on? And I remember when that hack happened at the Office of Personnel Management. There were headlines about it, but there was barely the outrage that we've been seeing. You know, barely any of that outrage. It's hugely, that's why when Christopher Wray said, look, they're broadly more of a threat than anybody. I feel like we're in that 2012 Romney moment when Romney said that Russia was a geopolitical threat. And to be fair, our president has acknowledged that too. But he's also said so is China. And all the Democrats are doing the same thing to Trump when he warns about China that they did to Romney when he was warning about Russia in 2012. You guys, they got to stop doing that. This is serious stuff that really should kind of transcend how you identify politically. I mean, this is what's so silly, because you have Democrats who say, well, you know, we can't possibly talk about this. And there are Republicans out there who say that, well, Russia shouldn't be a concern. Russia should be a concern, but hello. Out of China and Russia, China was the one that infiltrated the worst cyber attack in American history, compromising thousands and thousands of assets. They're the ones who are killing our spies, Americans. So there's a huge, huge, it's not even a nuance. Coming up, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez apparently she believes that having any kind of informed debate is catcalling if it's with a member of an ideology that questions hers. We'll discuss that. We'll also get into how one of the New York Times writers apologized to Sarah Jong. I have no idea why. The double standards which exist there. I think that's the thing that makes people on the right so angry. And that's the thing that's giving people in the middle pause whenever people on the left try to recruit them. Because there is just a glaring inconsistency and there are double standards. Nothing will kill your ideology or argument faster than double standards. Because people can see it. They can see it when you're inconsistent. And then they question how sincerely you hold your own personal convictions when you're so inconsistent on everything else. And that's what people see. And a lot of people are waking up to that. So we'll get into all of that as well. And additionally, we have Mailbag of Hate. Ooh, and we'll get into Buzzword Bingo, which I always think I think it's going to be a fun new game that we're going to play. So anyway, all of that and more. And Florida Man, all that good jazz. Kel-Tec is one of my favorite manufacturers of firearms. I just think that what they do is so good. I think they make some really cool stuff, and I think the quality is great. They make a number of my favorite firearms, the RDB, bullpup done right, great trigger, PMR-30, which is a great handgun that you can go out and practice target acquisition. The P380 is really cool because it's the smallest 380 that's out there, and I particularly like this. I don't really jog anymore, but when I did, like when I, you know, because I just, I hate cardio. I just prefer to lift a lot of weights. When I go to the gym, though, if you're out jogging or if you're looking for something to carry that's lightweight and it's easily concealable when you're wearing leggings, I think that that most copied little 380 that Kel-Tec has is just one of the top choices. Because it's lightweight, I like the way it shoots. I've taken it to the range and I've run some drills on it and put a lot of rounds through it. And it's just a good gun if that's something that you're, because, you know, women are always thinking about, well, what can we take and what's small. If you want something that's smaller, P380 is where it's at. Everybody tries to copy this thing. It's the lightest 380 that's out there. It's small. It's durable. It feels good in the hand. And then they have just so many other things. Like if you're looking for the shotguns, the KSG, the tactical shotgun line that they have, truly ambidextrous, really cool, holds a whole box of shells. Go and check out the innovation and the affordability at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. My pillow has changed the way I sleep forever, and I am not going back to that crappy purple pillow I used to have. And I'll be honest, at first I was not sold on the whole My Pillow trend, but let me tell you, I'm a believer now because I tried it, and it's amazing. You need to order yours today, and you'll be a believer too. And if you get it, and for some reason you're not, they have 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. Say goodbye to your crappy purple pillow like I did and enjoy better sleep instantly. My Pillow is offering my listeners an awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you'll get two premium pillows plus two go anywhere pillows. It's the My Pillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana. You get 50% off. Two pillows you can take wherever you want. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana for 50% off. Whether you're an avid shooter or someone who shoots a couple times a year, which you should go more than that, or maybe you're just getting into the sport, whatever category in which you fall, I want you to know about the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. It's the ETS Speed Loader. It is, without a doubt, the fastest loader ever made, guaranteed. I mean, we're talking about 3 seconds or less. It's so easy to use. You don't even have to touch the rounds. I mean, it sucks them up like a little anteater. No kidding. And boom, you've loaded a full mag in just a few seconds. And with the ETS loader, you don't get mag thumb. Say goodbye to mag thumb. And when you own an ETS loader, you're not going to ever load the same way again. And ladies, by the way, this helps from scratching your nails all up and making your hands all sore. It's awesome. Go to loadmagsfast.com and check them out. And since I discovered ETS, I'm not going to the range again without mine. That's loadmagsfast.com. Use promo code Dana and get free shipping. Loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana to get free shipping.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This 40, 50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for every college student to know their constitutional rights. This resource includes legal case precedents for recently controversial campus issues. Religious groups must get equal treatment as secular groups.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash
and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
I keep seeing these pictures of like pufferfish and pacofish teeth, and I don't like that. I don't like the idea that there exist things in the ocean that could also use toothbrushes like people, because they have people teeth. I don't, fish with people teeth are messed up, man. I just don't. I don't know if I could eat them. Them teeth make me weird, man. I don't like them.
Apparently paku is pretty good. It's like a white fish from what I
mean. I mean, now if you put it, you know, like in a roll or something, right, sashimi style, maybe I'd do it, but I just, you know, that's the one thing where I probably would not like it. You know, I don't care if you, I mean, I got gut fish, I don't care. But the teeth, that's where I draw the line. I don't want them teeth. Just chop its mouth off and just leave the rest there, you know? I mean, no. All right. So coming up next hour, we're going to start progressive buzzword bingo. And we're going to explain it to you. We're going to kick it off. We even have an intro. It's a new thing we're doing on Fridays. That was your cue.
Oh, there's
cue? Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Steve, that was your cue.
That was your cue, Steve.
So we have, what, you want to hear the
what?
Intro?
Yeah, I want to hear the intro.
Okay, she wants to hear the sample of the intro.
Oh, I didn't mix it down yet. Hold on.
Oh, well, never mind then. Well, never mind. Guess we're not playing. No.
I got it.
It's time for everybody's newest game show, Buzzword Bingo. We need applause in there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Like, it's a work in progress.
Right. We're still doing it.
I was doing it over
break. We're doing this next hour, so you're kind of putting Steve on the spot
there. So great.
Crying out loud.
Yeah. I just saw a dumb quote. So we're going to play. You can go to my Facebook page, Official Dana Lash, on Facebook, and there's the bingo card up there for you. Now, what's going to happen is you can cover that square, like you can play along at home or you can play along surreptitiously at work. We are not responsible if you get caught at work. We are not responsible for any kind of consequence that would arise if you are not careful in how you play buzzword bingo at work.
That is an official disclaimer.
That's right. You have to cover this. You can cover the squares anytime we talk about any of these things in the net for the rest of the show. And that includes us talking about them or her saying them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so her, or is this just her sound bites?
It was just her sound bites.
Oh, well, we're going to have a lot of it.
It.
Yeah, so get ready to play it because we're going to start that in the second hour. What do you win if you win? Satisfaction. Stay with us, second hour next.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Senate confirmation hearings for President Trump's nominee to be the next Supreme Court justice will get underway on September 4th.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says Judge Brett Kavanaugh has already been meeting with dozens of senators. Grassley says it's time for the American people to hear directly from Judge Kavanaugh at his public hearing. Grassley says he expects the hearing to last 3 or 4 days. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Senate before the first Monday in October.
That is correspondent Dennis Crowley. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen asked residents to prepare for future emergencies and thank firefighters and other personnel battling California's deadliest wildfire this year. Nielsen spoke Friday at a press briefing in Redding, California, to update the public on the car fire in Shasta County. She said that she saw heartbreaking scenes of homes reduced to ash and fences replaced with caution tape. Correspondent Warren Levinson reports that a New York father accused of dumping his infant son's body in the river has made his first court appearance.
James Curry, accused of dumping the body of his 7-month-old son in the East River on Sunday, was arraigned in Manhattan Criminal Court. Curry was arrested by Thai police after he flew to Bangkok. A prosecutor said the 37-year-old subway cleaner took 3 flights to escape after the incident. He picked up the baby Saturday under a custody arrangement with the boy's mother. Police believe the child was already dead when he was put in the river a day later. Security video appears to show Curry dumping a backpack in the water. He was ordered held without bail on a charge of concealment of a corpse. Warren Levinson, New York.
A judge is rejecting the plea deals of 2 men who were charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter after a 2016 California warehouse fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
Consumer prices are up a bit, a sign that your money isn't going as far as it was a year ago.
Consumer prices climbed 2.9% in July from a year earlier, suggesting Americans are earning less than a year ago despite an otherwise solid economy. Most of July's increase came from higher housing costs. Prices for energy, medical care, and apparel slipped, while food expenses were up slightly. Adjusted for inflation, average weekly earnings have fallen 0.1% in the past 12 months.
Correspondent Wally Hines, the former school groundskeeper who won a $289 million verdict in a lawsuit alleging Roundup weed killer contributed to his terminal cancer, says that he hopes that the decision is the first of thousands against Monsanto to Dwayne Johnson said Friday in San Francisco that the jury's verdict is far bigger than his lawsuit. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court has thrown out two key permits for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
The three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service permit was arbitrary and capricious because it provided no specific limits for the allowable impact on five threatened or endangered species. The judges also vacated a right-of-way permit from the U.S. National Park Service because it allows the pipeline to pass underneath the Blue Ridge Parkway without explaining how the project would not be inconsistent with the Scenic Parkway, part of the National Park System. Environmental groups say the ruling means construction should be halted on the 600-mile natural gas pipeline. Jeremy House reporting.
Former All-Star pitcher Esteban Loaiza, who earned more than $43 million over 14 seasons, pleaded guilty Friday to federal drug charges in California. He faces up to a minimum of 10 years in prison and a maximum of life. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Limited doodah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
None of them are journalists. All those people that my former colleague Sean Spicer had to deal with at the podium, they're activists. They're political activists. Doesn't matter whether it's the New York Times, the Daily Beast, Huffington Post, they are all activists.
True. I think that's true. I mean, I think you have some out there that are still kind of want to be journalists, but you have a lot of people out there who they think that they're activists, and that's, you know, you can't be an activist and a journalist at the same time.
Because it's not journalistic to have a conclusion and then try and fit a story for that conclusion. It's not journalistic. That's activism. That's sensationalism.
Yeah, no, it is. Welcome back to the show. Second hour of the program. So a couple of things to start off with here. I was watching, and don't forget, by the way, you can go to officialdanalash.com or Official Dana Lash on Facebook, and I have up on the website, or up on my Facebook page, rather, Official Dana Lash on Facebook, the buzzword bingo card, because we're going to be playing buzzword bingo, Steve. It's time. That means
it's
you play the game.
It's time for everybody's newest game show, Buzzword Bingo.
Jesus. There we go.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
There we go. It's our Buzzword Bingo.
It's got a little music here.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
So you can go to Official Dental Lash on Facebook, get your Buzzword Bingo card, because we're going, and whenever she says this, whenever you hear Alexandria Ocasio Cortez saying this, you can cover your space up right? Whenever you hear her talking. You got the freebie Center Square. Whenever you hear her talking about these things, then you can cover up that square. Works, right?
It could be randomly throughout the show when just popping in some Ocasio-Cortez audio.
Yeah.
Just like could happen in any moment.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we're going to get started. Earlier today, well, actually, this was like yesterday because we played the audio of her. She couldn't even name Minority Leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi. She didn't even know what she was doing. So then it came up. Let me get this up. So then it came to be that a friend of mine asked her for a debate, and he was a male, asked her to debate, and a couple of people were amplifying it. My friend Ben asked her to debate and said he'd give her $10,000, which I think is generous. And she responded. She quote tweeted Daily Caller's Ryan Severa and said, quote, "Just like catcalling, I don't owe a response to unsolicited requests from men with bad intentions. And also like catcalling, for some reason, they feel entitled to one." Catcalling. Okay. Well, I don't even understand the last sentence. And also like catcalling, for some reason, they feel entitled to one. Entitled to what? Like catcalling, entitled to what?
An interaction, an interview? I don't know.
That sentence structure doesn't even make sense at all. So I had responded to her. I said, if you think an invitation to debate is in any way similar to a catcall, you should leave campaigning to stronger women who don't need to hide their shortcomings by falsely invoking sexism. Nice. Because it's just lame. It's not it's not what catcalling is. That is one of the worst deflections. She won't debate anybody. And there have been a number of women who've stepped up and said, okay, I'll be your Huckleberry. I mean, not in those words, but the same sentiment. And they've said the same thing. They've stepped up and said, okay, how about us? Why don't you debate us? We're here. And she won't respond to them. That's not catcalling. That's not what catcalling is. That's not even close. Why? I feel like that is incredibly weak to it's incredibly weak to try to hide the fact that you don't know what it is that you're talking about once you're challenged by saying, how dare you be sexist towards me? Having to explain your beliefs while you are campaigning for elected office, that's not sexist, but it is sexist to assume that you as a woman should get a pass from explaining your beliefs or answering questions from anyone who asks because you can't handle it. Aren't you just sort of, at that point, affirming stereotypes about women when you behave this way? Isn't that just affirming stereotypes about women, which is embarrassing because we're not like that? I mean, what did she say? I mean, I just want to go back to when she was talking about the minivan thing. Can we check this out? Because I think that she should be called to explain this and be forced to answer tough questions about her economic policies beyond people who just want to get these sound bites and then use it as like, you know, a zoo experience. Listen.
But that upper middle class doesn't exist anymore in America. And thanks to the continued deregulation of Wall Street, thanks to the continued gutting of working and middle-class people, we need stronger champions. But I don't think that they see exactly how rising income inequality has resulted in a very stark political reality, and it has changed our political landscape. But, you know, their heyday was in the 90s when, like, you know, kids had like Furbies and like parents that you had like soccer moms with like two vans and stuff like
Furbies and two vans.
Yeah.
that's a dream.
That's not America anymore.
Wow. So they're like already there were, if you're playing along with the buzzword bingo, there's already like a ton of them right there.
Some people may have bingo already.
Yeah, I know. There's already a ton of them
Should we reiterate there's no prize? I mean, we probably should.
Other than satisfaction.
Yes. I mean, that's quite a prize, but.
Yeah.
Nothing
other
more than
that. Satisfaction. Yeah.
Nothing more than that.
So she mentioned the Furbies, if you're playing buzzword bingo, income inequality, minivans, Wall Street.
Deregulation of Wall Street, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not what America is anymore. Yeah, so, yeah.
She's really cleaning it up.
Yeah, no, very, very, yeah, very much so. So, yeah, none of that makes any sense. None of that makes any sense at all. I think that it's, you should be able to, actually address this and explain it beyond. It's not sexist to say you need to explain your ideology. How are you going to pay for this? And what does this even mean? And she says it's catcalling, and it's done by people who have bad intentions. What? That doesn't even make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Do we have the one where she was talking about how her actual economic plan, that's $40 trillion? Let's listen to this. Yeah, let's listen to this.
You know, they say, how are you going to pay for it? As though they haven't used these same ways to pay for unlimited wars, to pay for trillion-dollar tax cuts and tax cut extensions. They use these mechanisms to pay for these things all the time. They only want to know. It just seems like their pockets are only empty when we're talking about education and investing in human capital in the United States, education, healthcare, housing, and investing in the middle class. All of a sudden, you know, there's nothing left. All of a sudden, the wealthiest nation in the world has, we're just totally scarce. And we have complete scarcity when it comes to the things that are most important.
Hmm. Wow. I got four more spaces just out of that, just so you know, for Buzzword Bingo. I got unlimited wars. I got trillion tax dollar tax cuts, free health care, and free housing. I got a lot of that. Wow. Yeah.
Should we play one more clip or hold off?
I think we need to play one more clip.
All right, I got it.
I think so.
You ready?
Yeah.
Americans have the sticker shock of healthcare as it is. And what we're also not talking about is, why aren't we incorporating the cost of all the funeral expenses of those who die because they can't afford access to healthcare? That is part of the cost of our system.
That's the craziest thing I think I've ever heard.
I think it's brilliant. I mean, imagine all the money we'd save if no one dies.
It's amazing. How, life insurance, how does it work?
So intelligent.
I can promise you that she's not going to check any boxes with this clip. Please.
She is the leader of Speaker, or rather Leader Pelosi, hopefully.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we'll see. She's the current leader of the party, and I think that the party absolutely does have its leadership in the House. We have our leadership in the Senate as well.
Nothing there.
See, why doesn't Cuomo, if I were Cuomo, even if this was somebody on my side, I would not be able to resist from going, what the hell did you just say? What did you, like, I'm getting ready coming up to talk about Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Oh. Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Not all of it.
Some of it. Why are you getting so nervous over there? I haven't even said anything.
I know the story. I know the background story. I don't want half of that stuff to even be talked about.
I didn't tell you to get any of the audio from it, so we didn't have to play it.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, but because we have to talk about it. See, I'm like, why didn't Cuomo go, what the hell was that? What are you talking about? What does that even mean? Why can't you just ask people that are on your side the tough questions? See? So, like, for instance, watch what I'm going to do now. So you have Joe Arpaio, who was, he ended up, I don't even know how, why people go on, I don't know how this happens. Because I told you before, Sacha Baron Cohen's people reached out. I reached out to them, and I was like, why don't you come on the show? I'm like, come on, let's do this. Because they reached out, and they were like, oh, we're going to do an award, and I knew it was something not good, because I just didn't trust it. And I don't know how these people, how in the world you agree to do all this stuff, but he had been asked previously about, because he was interviewed by Cohen for his little Showtime show, and I don't know how they got him to say stupid things. Because at one point Cohen asked him if he would receive a Monica Lewinsky from the president. And Arpaio was like, oh, and kind of went, and now he's like defending himself and saying that,
Did you watch the clip before and after?
I watched just a clip because I'm not watching the whole thing.
Well, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen's accent is really thick, and he's talking about jobs and employment and stuff, and then he immediately goes to, you know, the job that he was talking about. But because of the accent, I'm guessing he just assumed he was talking about some job in the Trump administration. But
I don't think that that.
That's what I'm hoping is the answer, because I'm already done talking about this.
No,
this,
I'm not.
This part of it.
So anyway, he was asked, Washington Examiner has the story. He said that he made a bad mistake by allowing himself to be interviewed. And he said that he couldn't understand Cohen, who played a Finnish unboxing celebrity named OMG Whiz Boy OMG. And he said he was confused when Cohen began discussing various jobs and then mentioned golden showers. And he said that they stop. I have to. This is news. And he goes, I don't know where it came from. He was like, I couldn't understand him. And he also said he mentioned the shower thing. And he says, so he's talking and I couldn't understand him. He's talking about golden showers and I thought he was talking about the president has gold in his shower. I'm sorry, what?
That's what he said.
Okay.
If you saw the clip,
no,
if you saw
I
that.
I saw it and I'm still like, who sits there and takes any of this seriously?
You're right. I think it's dumb. Like, you and I, because I think we have cognitive level of thinking, would have been like, please, this is some BS. Arpaio, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. He's got like, I don't know, he reminds me of Wilford Brimley.
Don't do that to Wilford.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. He just is like, it's like, he's very one-track-minded and doesn't think anything. I don't know what he just doesn't think, I guess.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, he's not like Wilford Brimley. He is not like Wilford Brimley. Wilford is a good man.
Yes.
Anyway, so we have Florida Man and a bunch of other stuff to get into. We have some mailbag of hate as well. So you don't want to miss any of that. And then additionally, again, you can go to my Facebook page, Official Dana Lash, and you can play along with the buzzword bingo, which is always good stuff. And all of that. I mean, there's just some good. It's Friday, right? It's Friday. Yay, I'm so glad that it's Friday. In the meantime, as we get moving, Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in America. And if you want to make a conservative difference, but you don't have the time, making conservative change is easy with Patriot Mobile. It's the only conservative cell phone company in the nation, fights for your values. They partner with tons of different conservative organizations to promote limited government change. And Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to those organizations at no extra cost to you. You can support causes in which you believe, and you can switch to their nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $20 a month, and you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. Great value. One size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and for your budget. And they also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry and join Patriot Mobile. Offers valid while supplies last. Also, make sure to mention promo code Dana to waive your activation fee when you join. Make the switch today by visiting or calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com, or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone with Patriot Mobile. Every day, your car and cash donations to the Purple Heart Foundation help to make a difference in the lives of veterans and their families across the country. It's important to remember the challenges that our veterans face when returning home, and I'm not just talking about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous red tape associated with receiving benefits. It's pretty heartbreaking to think about how many vets just give up. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our vets receive their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, and you can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations. Cash has the most immediate impact, and all donations are tax deductible. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Honoring their sacrifice with our service is the motto of the Purple Heart Foundation.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
From the show, check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So we have a mailbag of hate coming up later on in the program, and we also have been playing buzzword bingo too, this time with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's kick it into some quick five, shall we?
It's time for Dana's quick five.
China fires 6 warnings to the U.S. Navy in the South China Sea. This is China. Leave immediately. There's been some disputes over an artificial man-made created island over there. The U.S. Navy, there was a Navy jet, P-8A Poseidon jet, was flying at about 16,000 feet. They were trying to get a view of these reefs that China's turned into garrisons with these big buildings and radar installations, etc. A voice said, U.S. military aircraft, this is China, leave immediately and keep out to avoid any misunderstanding. Interesting. Yeah, they're a little sassy about it. Trying too hard at work is now bad for you in addition to sleeping 8 hours plus a day. A new study says trying too hard at work is bad for your career. See, I think that there's too little of that. In the U.S., who the hell's writing this stuff? It's some stupid study that we don't care about. Are they looking at European? Who are you people looking at? No. Facebook is shedding massive traffic, and Microsoft threatens to shut down Gab. Coming up, a New York Times writer apologized to the racist Sarah John. Why? We'll explain. I was a total skeptic when I heard all of the MyPillow commercials. I mean, some of you might even remember I completely made fun of them. I made fun of them on air because I'm like, how does it take 10 years to create a pillow? But then I got one as a Christmas gift, and then I slept on it, and I am still sleeping on it because I love my pillow. I have never slept so good. This thing really actually changes how well you sleep. So much of having a good, productive day really depends on you getting a good night's sleep. And I seriously want all of you to own one because I know from experience that once you do, you'll enjoy better sleep instantly. So MyPillow is allowing me to offer my listeners this awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you get two premium pillows plus two go-anywhere pillows. It's the MyPillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana. And you get 50% off. Just use my name. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. Use my name. Name drop. This is the time to do it. To get 50% off.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Dana Show.
So earlier this week, we would discuss the New York Times. Actually, it was last week, wasn't it? When they hired this total racist to work for them, to be on their editorial board. And this is just bizarre. So now I was reading this piece by Brett Stevens, who has this very, he was just so upset over the outrage over Sarah Jong, and he couldn't believe it, and he wanted to point out the hypocrisy and was trying to say that, people need to stop doing this, and you can't have double standards, and he said he was trying to claim that he defended Kevin Williamson, except Brett Stevens was just like fist in the air, super excited about the fact that ABC was firing Roseanne. He is he praised ABC when it fired her for a single tweet, and then now he has this whole thing over at the New York Times, claiming that people need to demonstrate grace towards super racist Sarah Jong, who said that people, because of their skin color, deserve to be murdered. There is a double standard there. He has this whole thing. It says, let he who is without a bad tweet cast the first stone, the outrage over Sarah Jong. And he started with Williamson, which I think is an incredibly bad, I think that the comparisons to Kevin Williamson in terms of offenses is absolutely intellectually vapid. I think that Brett Stevens' piece is hackneyed, trite, and vapid. He says that he was trying to compare what Williamson said with what Sarah Jong, all 6 years of tweets where she said racist stuff and wanted people to die. Kevin Williamson was simply talking about crime and punishment as it concerned abortion within the pro-life context. And because he's pro-life, that caused a furor. And so comparing the two is absolutely it's just idiocy. So he says that he's defending her, is what he's doing. He's defending her. He said it's hypocrisy from people who, that he says that defending Jong when they called for the firing of other people is hypocrisy. He's basically sticking up for Jong is what he's doing in here. And he's trying to triangulate. This Brett Stevens over at the New York Times is trying to say, well, look at how good I am. I defended Kevin Williamson. Well, it was easy to defend Williamson. I'm not even a fan of Williamson's work. I think that sometimes he peddles an outrage too much over form. But I'm not even a huge fan of his work, but I think that's it's absolutely stupid to compare Sarah Jong's repeated tweets over 6 years where she said that people of a certain skin color should be canceled, murdered, etc., and said horrible, racist, awful things, for 5 to 6 years. I mean, her tweets were up there. And comparing that to Williamson, who was saying that because he believes abortion is murder, that he believes that there should be a penalty for doing so, and everyone lost their ever-loving minds. Comparing the both of them is stupid, and he's trying to give himself an out by saying, well, look, I condemned this totally not bad, you know, totally less offensive thing over this completely offensive thing. Well, that's easy to do. But this guy is, I guess, trying to act as though he never joined the rage mob when Roseanne had her single tweet about Valerie Jarrett, and he was all over. He was super excited. He showered ABC with praise when they fired her, and he was celebrated the executives who fired her, etc. He's trying to have it both ways. He's trying to join the rage mob while acting like he's too smart to join a rage mob. That's what he's doing. It's so stupid. And then he says this whole thing, well, you know, that he who is without a bad tweet casts the first stone. But he joined in with the mob. He was the one throwing stones, and now he's Sean Davis has a good piece on this. He says he's counseling caution and circumspection towards those who've spent years hurling slurs, epithets, and racial invective at those who dare to be born with the wrong skin pigmentation. How convenient for both Stevens and the New York Times and the host of feminist left-wing cultural warriors constantly on the hunt for new apostates to set ablaze. Yes. Except he doesn't reference his endorsement of Barry Weiss's firing. He doesn't reference his endorsement of Roseanne Barr, not Barry Weiss, but of Roseanne Barr's firing. He doesn't represent any, you know, he doesn't mention at all at any point that he was just right there with the mob on any of that. And so now you have a New York Times features writer named Elizabeth Williamson, who apologized for a now deleted tweet, wherein she criticized her controversial new colleague, Sarah Jong. She wrote originally that this was in response to Brett Stevens' column, and she tweeted to Brett Stevens, quote, here's Brett Stevens offering a classy welcome to a colleague who has yet to prove she deserves one. Well, then she had to apologize to Sarah Jong for that. She wrote afterwards, I just deleted my earlier tweet about this column. It was inappropriate, and I apologize. She said, and then she included a reference to that tweet. Wow. Sarah Jong attacked not just people of a different skin color. She didn't just say, she said, white men are bull blank. She said, cancel white people. She attacked police. She said all kinds of awful things. She called people who's, you know, in lieu of any kind of informed political dissent, she just referred to people as Hitler. She called numerous people rapists. It's just like the word. It's like a 4chan. It's like somebody went and hired a random troll off of 4chan and install them as the newest member of the New York Times editorial board. She's tweeted F the police millions of times. Cops are a-holes. She says, if we're talking big sweeping bans on blank that kills people, why don't we ever talk about banning the police? Tons of times, actually. She says, police rape, abuse, and hide violence against women. Just on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, this is like 6 years of tweets on this. It is asinine. And you have this one writer at New York Times who was forced to apologize to Sarah Jong because she said she hadn't earned a classy welcome. Jong hasn't earned any welcome, classy or otherwise. I can't take seriously this newspaper as they defended this absolute garbage. This is a newspaper. When I made a video where I very clearly condemned media bias, and I said I was going to fisk the New York Times, which is a term that went over the heads of some not very intelligent journalists. It's not unusual for conservatives to know more than progressives. And they threatened to cut. Well, actually, they did. They called a lawyer, and they wanted, and they claimed that free people holding their free press accountable for bad reporting is violent. And so they called a lawyer. And so, no, the New York Times doesn't get any courtesy or any benefit of the doubt from me, as far as I can see, because this is a newspaper that tried to incite a mob against individuals simply for saying that a free people have the right to hold accountable their free press. And the New York Times is very opposed to that idea. They think that they have carte blanche on writing whatever they want about whomever they want. And so as a result of their defense of, and I guess that that's where the New York Times stands, by defending so zealously someone who said, F the police, call the police rapists, said that white people need to be canceled and that white men particularly are BS, and then had a bunch of invective and very, according as the New York Times would call it, very violent incendiary rhetoric used towards people who think differently than she does. Now that the New York Times has officially made that part of their New York Times editorial board, that's the official platform of the New York Times. There you go. And I will never be lectured to by that fake news again, ever. No, no, no. You all can sit down. We have more to discuss, but the fact that that writer actually had to apologize, she doesn't deserve a classy welcome. She doesn't deserve any welcome, but that's where the New York Times is. That's what they defend. They think that something like that is completely fine, which is unfortunate, but that's what they believe. So, you know, there you have it. We have a lot more to touch upon, and we have Florida Man on the way. We're still continuing our fun little game of buzzword bingo, which you can go to Official Dana Lash, and you can see the card there if you want to play along. I think we have I don't know if anybody has bingo yet. Actually, have you been playing? Did you cover yours?
Yeah, I'm. It's hard to cover mine. Like, I don't know how to cover. I know, but I can look at and see that I practically have it. I think if counting that middle square is free, obviously, I think I may have it, actually.
I was going to say, there's been a lot.
Yeah, I think I may have
it. Yeah, there's been quite a lot. Blink cameras are great motion-activated cameras that can provide another layer of security to your home in addition to your main system. You can set them up anywhere, and it takes just, you know, a couple of minutes to do. And they're not wedded to a power outlet. You don't have to have them wired in. In fact, they run on batteries that last for quite some time. I've had mine for 8-9 months now, and I think I've only had to replace the batteries in one. It has a very clear picture, and you can set them to notify you anytime they detect any sort of movement. And you also have the feature with Blink's HD motion-activated cameras to wherever you are in the world to monitor what's going on inside and outside of your home. Because isn't that the point of having a security system? I think you need to have multiple layers, but you want to be notified before somebody breaks into your home, not after someone has broken into your home and your family's safety has been compromised and your sense of, you know, just your just peace of mind has been wrecked. You need to check out Blink's cameras, and there's no contracts, no subscriptions. The live feed option, you can check in wherever you are. It saves a clip. It'll notify you if it detects any motion, and it'll send you a clip of it as well. And it works with Alexa. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana. That's blinkprotect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company. How many times have you been to the range and you feel like all you did was load and barely got to shoot? We've all been there. That's why I am stoked to introduce to you Elite Tactical Systems, the makers of the fastest loader ever. They make your speed loader look slow. The ETS loader is crazy fast. I'm talking less than 3 seconds fast. The first time I saw it, I blinked and pretty much missed it. Wouldn't you like to, you know, shoot more and load mags less? Not to mention, no more mag thumb. And ladies, I know, chicks, we do have to worry about it. I don't want to be scratching up my powder dip. I don't. ETS makes a universal AR loader and pistol loaders for 9mm, 40, 45 cal, and 380. And in my opinion, the ETS loader belongs in every range bag. It's the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. Go to loadmagsfast.com and check them out for yourself. And since I discovered ETS, I'm not going to head to the range without mine. That's loadmagsfast.com. Use promo code Dana to get free shipping. Visit loadmagsfast.com today. The Purple Heart Foundation has been one of the longest-running supporting sponsors of this program. The dedicated men and women of the Purple Heart Foundation work tirelessly to provide for veterans and their families nationwide, and I'm proud to partner with them. Because of your generous support, the Purple Heart Foundation has been able to provide one-on-one support to our honored soldiers after they return home. And the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just serve those combat wounded. They serve all veterans and their families. If you have a vehicle you no longer need, running or not, donate it today to the Purple Heart Foundation and rest assured knowing your donation is providing invaluable services for veterans in need. They'll pick up your vehicle free of charge. They also take cash donations, which do have the most immediate impact. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or you can call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Givetopurpleheart.org.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no other the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops, plus many other quality amenities, and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount. Let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
Don't forget, we have some mailbag of hate coming up later. And I also love the people who like tweet something nasty and then they delete it. Oh, I will always have it. Don't think that you can just delete it. Just never. That never works. never works. And I always think that that's so cowardly as well, which is when they try, no, you will apologize. I think that people who can't behave properly should be publicly shamed. I'm completely fine with that. Anyway, so I got some good Florida men for you. Let's kick into it.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
This is sad. This is from Tampa Bay Times. Somebody paint, it's an ibis, it's a bird, it's a white ibis. Somebody painted it blue. Some Florida person painted the bird blue. It's the article reads, if you're strolling along Indian Rocks Beach this weekend, keep an eye out for the blue bird of unhappiness. It's a white bird. It's a white ibis that someone painted. So, one of the director of Birds and Helping Hands Wildlife Rescue in Seminole County said that they saw the blue bird. They began hunting it to scrub the paint off because they were worried that it might ingest something toxic when it preens its feathers. They have black tip wings, red face, and red legs, and they're mostly white. But this one just, they painted it blue. They painted the thing blue. That's horrible. Why do people do this stuff? Why do they do that? They said, please stop painting wildlife. I can't even believe this has to be said. I can't stand that stuff when people are so unnecessarily mean to other things. I just can't. This bothers me. So do you guys remember the Democrat in South Tampa that went and shot the Republican in the butt because he got mad over his dissent with the Democrat's opinion on Facebook? Well, now he says, well, I kind of went off the deep end. Yeah, you think so? Someone said to me, they go, well, Dana, you know, by recounting the story, aren't you just making the argument for more gun control? Actually, I'm making the argument for Democrats to stop losing their minds. The same people who go out and bust up buildings and burn cars and chase conservatives off of college campuses, the same Democrats who go and open fire on a baseball field of congressional members, the same Democrats who go and attack senators in their own yard, sending them to the hospital with life-threatening injuries because they can't coexist in a world where people have difference of opinion, the same Democrats that scream in a bullhorn in a black woman's face in 2018, those Democrats need to knock it the hell off. So, yes, I'm actually saying that Democrats need to, you know, those Democrats in particular need to stop being so violent because they don't have an intellectual way to counter dissent. Either learn how to argue better or reevaluate your beliefs. But I am never going to say that innocent law-abiding people who don't react by burning down buildings or shooting people over a Facebook disagreement, they shouldn't lose their rights because Democrats can't keep their tempers in check. Sit the hell down. Moving on. This is bad. They're Florida man, 24, decided to strip down inside a Japanese steakhouse. And that was not great. It was a Kobe Japanese steakhouse in Clearwater, Florida. One of the customers, a man named Christopher Carpenter, was advised to leave the steakhouse after he stripped off his clothes and began dancing. And when he was asked to leave, he began calling one of the women fat and would turn to belligerent. He was at a steakhouse. He was subsequently arrested by Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies for disorderly conduct in an establishment, which was a misdemeanor. He posted a $150 bond. Why would you do this? Why are people so crazy? This is what I don't understand. Just stop. Just stop. People. All right, moving on here. Florida men sought after boxes returned to Target were filled with Play-Doh instead of hard drives. This is Polk County, Florida, WFTV Channel 9. Polk County Sheriff's deputies are searching for two men who say they put Play-Doh inside a box that was supposed to contain hard drives and return them to a Target store where the items were purchased. Well, I mean, how did they? They returned 69 Seagate brand external hard drives using receipts, and then I guess nobody decided to open the boxes when they were returning them, and then after the men were long gone and they got the money, that's when Target personnel discovered it was Play-Doh. It was theft over $6,000. That's why you got to check when you're, if you're working in the store, you got to check when something's returned.
Although that is kind of clever if you think about it. I mean, you got to check though. And I remember this when I was working at a grocery store as a kid, real quick. Someone had bought diapers, took them out to the car, brought the receipt in, went back to the diapers in the store shelf, took them off the shelf and brought them up to the customer service and said they wanted a refund. And, you know, even though they had the diapers out in the car, they just pulled it from the shelf from the store with the receipt. Sometimes stealing takes some creativity.
People, yeah. You could catch that if they walked in with nothing and then... Or you just look at the security cameras, too. We have third hour on the way. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. More of the Dana Show after this.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The federal government racked up a $76.9 billion deficit in July with increased government spending and tax cuts, keeping the country on track to record its biggest annual deficit in 6 years.
The Treasury Department is reporting that in the first 10 months of this budget year, the deficit totaled $684 billion, up 20.8% from the same period last year. The government has sharply revised upward its deficit estimates, projecting annual deficits will once again top $1 trillion next year.
That is correspondent Dennis Crowley, the former school groundskeeper, who won a $289 million verdict in a lawsuit alleging Roundup weed killer contributed to his terminal cancer, says that he hopes the decision is the first of thousands against Monsanto. Dwayne Johnson said Friday in San Francisco that the jury's verdict is far bigger than his lawsuit. Cigna's plan to buy pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts for around $52 billion has received a big endorsement a few days after activist investor Carl Icahn urged shareholders to reject it. More now from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The proxy advisory firm Institutional Shareholder Services says its stock owners should vote for the deal later this month, calling it financially compelling. Large institutional shareholders rely on ISS and similar firms to help them decide how to vote on certain company proposals. Icahn had warned shareholders in an open letter that Cigna was paying too much for a company with a shaky future. Bob Agnew reporting.
A New Mexico property owner says that he told authorities in late spring that he met the father of a missing Georgia boy after he and others arrived in the area where they built a squalid desert compound. Jason Badger said he doesn't understand why authorities didn't raid the site sooner. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
September 4th is the date set to kick off confirmation hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. It was announced today. Senator Orrin Hatch says Kavanaugh has his vote for the U.S. Supreme Court.
When this is all said and done, Judge Kavanaugh will be the most thoroughly vetted nominee in the history of the Supreme Court nomination process. At the end of the day, Judge Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed. He's going to be confirmed because he's qualified, he's respected, and he's a really decent person.
Two key Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, remain among the holdouts. They're both set to meet with the judge. In an unusual move, a California judge on Friday rejected the plea deals of two men who were charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter after a 2016 California warehouse fire. News and analysis at townhall.com. Doctors have found yet another benefit of aspirin, Dr. Charles Snyderman reports.
Researchers from UCLA found that women with ovarian cancer who took aspirin daily had a 77% better survival than those who did not. Researchers from NIH previously found that daily aspirin is associated with a 20% decrease of getting ovarian cancer. Despite many benefits of aspirin, it does have a bleeding risk. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
President Donald Trump says that a trade deal with Mexico is coming along nicely, but he's threatening Canada with auto tariffs if the U.S. and Canada can't forge a deal. Mr. Trump appeared to be referring to efforts to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in his tweet from Bedminster, New Jersey. He says any deal with Mexico must take care of American auto workers and farmers, but he's praising the new president of Mexico, calling him an absolute gentleman. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
It's out there. It's clear as day. It's on tape.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and people can replay it and replay it and listen to it. But the interesting thing to me is that there's also a very big issue, if not a bigger issue, with immigration, with people who come over from countries, many of them European countries, who overstay their visas. That is a huge immigration problem. I don't hear it discussed that much.
No, the focus is the southern border. Focus is what they sometimes call an invasion from the south. Yeah. And like you said,
oh
it is
gosh.
White scare tactics.
I can't deal with it. I can't be I'm just, welcome to the third hour of the program. That's Don Lemon and Brian Stelter talking about scare tactics. Actually, they're the ones who act like all the immigration concerns only on the southern border. I don't know any conservative that hasn't talked about immigration from a number of other countries as well. They're the ones who act like it is strictly from the southern border. And in particularly, they act like it's only the southern border and then all the Muslims. That's how they treat the immigration issue. Oh, my goodness. You can't have a genuine conversation because people on the left are not interested in having a genuine conversation. They don't care about common ground. They don't care about hearing different viewpoints. They don't want to be challenged. They want to be made easy in their ignorance and their bias and their bigotry. And proof of that is the way that they ignore any nuance of any sort of discussion. That, and the way that they say, well, the only concern about immigration is that of the southern border. No, actually not, but that's also where we have the biggest amount of, you know, opioids, et cetera, coming in, and from other countries that exploit that border because of the inability to secure it, or the refusal, rather, of the previous administration. Wanted to update with some things. The documents that I've been looking at, Paul Sperry, who writes, he's a reporter in D.C. He writes for Investors Business Daily. He says, according to documents, remember Siraj Wahaj, the guy who headed up the compound out in New Mexico where they trained starving children to go and shoot up schools? So he's been on the radar of federal counterterrorism officials for the past 13 years on suspicion of jihadist activity. And remember, his dad was saying, oh, this is just anti-Muslim propaganda. Remember, that's what his dad was saying, that this is anti-Muslim propaganda. Why, if he was on, if he, the FBI didn't act. This was local law enforcement that acted on this. It wasn't the FBI. The FBI didn't do this. Local law enforcement finally had enough. So the son of the guy who was a character witness for the blind sheikh and who was one of the unindicted co-conspirators in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, his son has been on the radar of federal counterterrorism officials for 13 years over suspected jihadi activity. And here he's busted at this compound training starving children to go and be school shooters. So this opens up even a lot of questions. The FBI had a warrant for his arrest. They knew he was at the compound. They knew that there were kids there. And it took local law enforcement. It took local law enforcement. They were the ones who went and did this. I think we have a serious problem. This reminds me of the Garland incident. Remember the terrorist who drove to Garland, Texas? He was actually followed by an FBI agent who was surveilling him. And that terrorist in that particular case wanted to shoot up an art show. He was stopped by local law enforcement. And, in fact, the FBI agent was arrested because he was there taking pictures of the terrorist, not stopping him or doing nothing. Yeah. Yep. What about Omar Mateen? Pulse nightclub. He was on the watch list. Sarnia Brothers, they were on the watch list. The murderer in Charleston that shot up that church, FBI let him pass the background check. They had to come out and own that publicly. That public statement's still at FBI.gov. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. How long does it... I think that's the big question here. Why did it take as long as it did for them to do this? Why did it take that long? Why did it... It was local law enforcement. Santa Fe, New Mexican has a story. That he had trained, prosecutors say, no, he was training kids. He was training kids to go and shoot at schools. Wow. And they're still waiting to learn whether or not the body of the small child that was found on the compound is that of his disabled son who's been missing since December. They're waiting for positive identity. They're testing. They have to test, I guess, and it remains, which is just awful. And, of course, Siraj Wahaj isn't helping investigators with the whereabouts of his son or anything like that. And just, this has just been canned by media. Just, it just was completely canned by the media. Just awful. Thank goodness for local law enforcement there. Because I don't know what, if they hadn't acted, I mean, who knows? Who knows what would have happened? I mean, so there are a lot of questions that need to be answered as to why you can have someone under investigation for so long and has all of these jihadist associations and be suspected of jihadi activities, and they have starving children on their compound, and it takes local law enforcement to go in and raid the place. Yeah, so I just, a lot of questions about this. Taos County Sheriff's deputies, good people. They were the ones who went and did it. And they, when they went initially, because pictures are starting to come out of this compound, it is, oh, guys, it's bad. When they went in initially, they, at first, Siraj Wahaj wasn't going to come out with his hands up. When they finally got him, and he was armed to the teeth. But this, all kinds of stuff. So how in the world was he, for 13 years, and while they were watching him, he's able to build up a training camp? How does this happen? While they have him under surveillance, he's able to build up a training camp. How was he, if he was being surveilled for 13 years, how was he able to kidnap his kid? When that warrant went out, why didn't they just go get him? You say he wasn't. You don't think he was actually being surveilled?
I don't think he was actually being surveilled. I think that there may have been a system in place that would have probably alerted people with red flags. But I think the political correctness, the climate of political correctness, kept people from acting on this for so long.
And just, yeah, apparently.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine the backlash if you were there trying to, during a time when all you hear in the news, or if you remember this, during the Obama administration, everything that in some way negatively involved Muslims or Islam in some way, there was always a pushback from the president about, you know, this is Islamophobia, this is anti-Islam, this is anti-Muslim. So imagine, as a law enforcement agency, you probably aren't going to be super aggressive towards Muslim, and even if they're suspects. So they probably set up a system of red flags so they'll be notified on some big things.
Here's something else.
Fell through the cracks.
Paul Sperry notes, too. He says, why did the Taos County Sheriff's Office let the alleged co-conspirators of Siraj Wahaj keep their hijabs on for criminal mugshots? Obscuring hair and other physical identities is a problem for security. When have arrest bookings become Sharia compliant? Million-dollar question. That's true, because it's just their faces. Literally everything is covered. You can't see even anything about their hair, their hairline, nothing. Their ears, nothing. It's just the fate. They're completely covered by the hijab, and they just have their face sticking through.
What other criminals do we do that for?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody. Unreal. Just amazing to me. All right, so a lot still to discuss, and we have Mailbag of Hate coming up. And we'll do an update on Buzzword Bingo as well. Liberty Safe is a great product. It's an American-made product, made so well. It was actually showcased in D.C. at the Made in America event. One of the it is the best-made safe in America. You need to have your own. Liberty's made it easy. They've put all their Franklin and FetBoy safes on sale now through August 26th. You can preserve your valuables so your valuables last a lifetime. And they protect your things from elements like UV light damage, and they keep it dry with dehumidifiers. And They give you peace of mind when you're at work or if you're on vacation because it protects your stuff from theft, fire, or people who shouldn't be getting into your business, right? Go to LibertySafe.com today, order your own Liberty Safe, or visit one of their 350 dealers nationwide. And right now, Fatboy and Franklin Safes on sale, saving you hundreds. Sale ends August 26th. They're even offering 12 months interest-free financing. So do what I did and buy the best money can buy. Buy a Liberty Safe. Visit LibertySafe.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Simple, easy, secure, always preserved, always protected. That's the Liberty way. There are four key points behind Kel-Tec's innovation and design philosophy when it comes to the performance of their weapons. These four points lay the foundation for everything that they do. Number one, design that helps an accurate shooter be consistently accurate. Number two, quality of engineering and design as well as manufacturing. And number three, reliability. Will it work like it's supposed to? When it needs to? Repeatedly and consistently? Yes. And number four, last but not least, safety. Kel-Tec believes the key is also affordability. What good are accuracy and quality and reliability and safety if you can't afford them? Let's talk about the new RDB-S. Another new member of the Kel-Tec RDB line of bullpups, the RDB Survival, is bred for whatever Mother Nature dishes out. It's the bullpup done right, but shorter and more compact for easier carrying in rugged terrain. And with patented downward case ejection, an adjustable stock, and the best factory bullpup trigger ever, it's perfect for those who follow no beaten path. Check them out today. Go to KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the world.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. to never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's the Dana Show.
At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. I love these people who are like, people who are wanting to debate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they're just trying to make her look bad. She's doing that herself. She's doing that herself, you morons. My gosh. People just make it so easy. Stop making it easy. Just.
Should we update Bingo now or do it later?
Yeah, let's update Bingo now. We've been playing Buzzword Bingo.
Are you ready?
Kane already has it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I already have Bingo. So that means everybody would have Bingo.
I gotta play.
It's time for everybody's newest game show, Buzzword Bingo. I really like that intro. Really like it.
Right,
I feel like it. We should win a prize or something, but that's not how it works with Buzzword Bingo. You don't win anything except satisfaction. Playing the game.
Should we go through the words that we've already hit then?
I think so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if you go to official Dana Lash on Facebook, I have the Buzzword Bingo card up there. And so far we've covered Furbies, income inequality, minivans, Wall Street, this isn't what America is anymore, unlimited wars, $1 trillion tax cuts, free health care, free housing. And, she says like 1,000 times.
Yeah, she does.
Go ahead.
Didn't a deregulation of Wall Street?
Yes, we had deregulation of Wall Street. That's right.
And the failing at math one, I think, is because she talks about, I think this is what will give us all bingo, essentially, is, can I just play?
Play it.
Yeah, just.
Right, because we look at these figures and we say, oh, unemployment is low. Everything is fine, right? Well, unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs.
What? What the hell?
That is clearly failing at math.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Gives everyone bingo.
That doesn't make any sense.
And unlimited wars, because she also said that earlier, too. We played that unlimited wars.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's senseless. It is. It's really entertaining. I don't know about you. It's sad, but entertaining at the same time.
How dare you make her look bad, Kane?
It's a weird emotion.
Like you're catcalling her.
It's a weird mix of emotions where you're sad based on what she's saying. But also you're entertained. Like, it's a really tough thing, like a tough tightrope to walk for me. But I'm having fun with it.
I just hope she keeps talking.
He called in. He had a good idea. Instead of the free space, you know, you do like a free space. He wanted to call it a basic human rights space.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. Basic human living wage space.
Everything's perfect. Free, right? Everything's free.
That works so well. Perfect. Let's kick it into some Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is weird. In Britain, homeless people are now wearing barcodes to accept cashless payments. Oh, they're going high tech. Homeless people are wearing barcodes around their necks in an attempt to increase donations in a cashless society. I don't know how that's worked. How do you get it, though? A social innovation project called Greater Change hands homeless people a QR code. And passerby who wish to give money but may not have change in their pocket, they can scan the code using their smartphone and make an online payment to the person. That donation then goes into an account which is managed by a caseworker who ensures that the money is spent on agreed targets, like saving for a rental deposit or a new passport. They said that, so this is, you have a restricted fund and you're able to do this. I don't think that's so bad because it prevents people from... If they have a lot of people have drug issues.
The idea sounds great.
Yeah.
And I wish I could trust that it's all happening that way.
Yeah. Wow, you don't. Definitely.
Well, I'm just saying not yet. I want to see how it works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. This is bad. This makes just So in Red Lobster, an employee in Arkansas tested positive for hepatitis A, confirmed the health department. The Arkansas Department of Health are urging the public to get vaccinated for hepatitis A after a Red Lobster employee in the city of Fort Smith tested positive for the virus. Anyone who ate at Red Lobster in Fort Smith from Fort Smith, Arkansas, from July 19th to August 4th, should seek a vaccination immediately if they've never been vaccinated against Hep A or they're unsure of their vaccination status. They said it appears to be related to travel outside of the state, and it's not thought to be part of the current hepatitis A outbreak in Northeast Arkansas. Oh my gosh, just terrifying. Anyway. Moving on down the line, Tennessee is going to execute a killer with a controversial drug that Sonia Sotomayor says could inflict torturous pain. Well, I really don't care because Billy Ray Eirich is going to be put to death and he raped and murdered a 7-year-old. So I don't really give a damn if he's in torturous pain. In fact, I kind of think it's fitting of his final punishment. Stay with us. We got mailbag coming up. Imagine the panic that came over this dad. He was working late, and then he gets an alert on his smartphone that his motion-activated Blink camera detected something odd at home. He pops open the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Helping prevent situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and it works with Alexa. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana. That's blinkprotect.com/Dana. Or visit amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
Well, I think what it is people, we've had Roe for so long and it's been so much the part and fabric of American life that people think, well, no matter who's on the court, it'll pretty much stay where it is. I don't think that's accurate. As you know, Trump chose his 25, the list, he chose from a list of 25 culled by two groups. One, the Heritage Foundation, whose goal in life has been to shrink government, particularly in health care. So that's going to have real effect on health care rights to people.
What? Oh, for crying out loud. All right. So that doesn't make any sense. That's not health care. Well, you know, Roe v. Wade is a part of fabric of American life. Is it, though? It's actually not. It's specifically not a part of American life. It's a fabric of not having that life. Oh, I have a headache. Okay, well, let's rip off two baby legs, and then that should fix it. Call me in the morning. No, that's not at all what that means. It's not. All right, so you know what it's time for. One of my favorite portions of the week, wherein I take hate, I take the hateful comments, and I take the hateful tweets, and I read them on air in a sponsored segment for luscious, luscious cash that I then use to pay for my range ammo and to give extra in the plate for Jesus on Sunday. Let's monetize our hate, shall we?
And now it's finally that part of the show where Dana monetizes the hate. All week, hateful posts, tweets, replies, and emails have been collected. The best of the best make the cut. It's Mailbag of Hate on The Dana Show.
Oh, yes. And we read them dramatically, don't you know? We read them dramatically. All right, so, good stuff.
They're also written very dramatically as well.
They are written dramatically. So I have this first one from Andrew Cogger, C-O-G-G-E-R. And he's mad. He's mad because of our Sarah John coverage. Dude, he mad. Oh, he's so mad. I'm like, how can you be mad at us over that?
We didn't make anything up about it.
No, I mean, it's like literally read what like she had tweeted in that. But he's mad. So Andrew Cogger writes, subject, hot tip, white people aren't victims in this country. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Stop bitching about that Asian journalist. What the fuck have Asian women ever done to oppress white men in this country? I'm a white man and you are not, and I don't need you to get fake outraged on my behalf. White men who control all the means of production, who control all of the money and all of the political power in America, are going to be okay. But thanks for your concern, you feckless boop. Oh yeah, and have fun. Oh, and he calls me a spy and all of this other stuff. And he says, I'm in the National Redneck Association. Andrew Cogger. Well, I have sons who are white boys, so sit the hell down, Mr. Cogger. So, yeah, she's a big, giant racist. I'm not outraged on your behalf. I don't like you. And I don't care enough about you to be outraged on your behalf or to intervene on your behalf and otherwise. She's a big, giant racist, though. She's a racity McRacist. Yes, Kane.
And just you reporting it doesn't mean you're outraged, by the way.
I read her tweet. Like, she's a racist.
All you did was report the story. Yeah. She's racist. And you're not being outraged for other people. You're just
If he's upset with us calling her a racist, then maybe he needs to email her about being a racist. I love this idea that, well, you know, you can't be racist against white people. Yes, you can. So, just like you can be sexist against women when you don't like their viewpoints. Interesting. But no, she's a racist. If he's upset with that, then maybe he should talk to her about her racism. Remedy that so we don't have any racist tweets of hers to read. It's so easy. You know what I mean? It's so incredibly easy. All right, moving on down the line here. I have a combination of some tweets and emails. This one comes from Twitter. Angela K. Palmer 3 tweets, you are a soulless blight on society, a leech sucking decency from the world. Angela K. Palmer. I said, thanks for contributing to Mailbag of Hate. Have a great night. Yay. Thank you for your hatred. Yes. Yes, Kane.
If she were describing socialism as a person, that would be accurate. Like the what she had said there exactly describes socialism.
I do agree with that. I do think that that is accurate. I think that's an accurate statement. Dave Dresden writes, Dana, babe, give it a rest. Nobody with a brain cares what you think. You were good as a mommy blogger. You should just go back to that, Dave Dresden. Well, first off, I did that in addition to doing political stuff, number one. And I'll do whatever I want. I know it's really probably surprising to people like Dave Dresden. He does something in California. I don't know. He's got a verified account. I'm too lazy to IMDb him. But it's, I don't know if he realizes this, but it is 2018, and in addition to writing about whatever I want to and talking about whatever I want to, I can own property, drive, and vote. It's pretty amazing. And by the way, doesn't it kind of contradict telling someone that no one cares what they think? When you care so much about what they think, you take the time to sit down, open up an app or desktop application, type in a response, and then hit send to that person after you search them out. See, that just does, that just inflates my ego. Because you do care. You do care. All right, this one comes from Carly, who's also mad about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is funny. She writes, hey, Gun Barbie, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has all of you on the ropes. You all are so scared of her, and it shows. You all are so scared how she makes socialism look reachable in the United States and how many people can identify with it. This is the future of America, and that you don't want a stable, successful economy like what Cortez offers during her, with her, like what Cortez offers during with her campaign, whatever the hell that means, says more about you than it does her. Carly. Kane, she's got you on the ropes, man.
And I'm only half white. That's weird.
Gosh.
No, there's no ropes. Like, she's, here's the thing. We're just giving her, and the media is giving her enough rope to hang herself is what's happening. This
yeah.
is really what's going on. If it's anything about ropes,
yeah.
that's what's happening
yeah.
right now.
I don't think that, I mean, when you're scared of people, you don't typically play every soundbite of theirs and laugh at it for, like, segments and get paid to do it.
Or invite them to
yeah.
debate or anything.
She's welcome on the show
Absolutely.
Anytime she wants to come on. Oh, I'd love to have a conversation just about the minivans and Furbies and how she thinks government should pay for funerals.
I just want to know what in her mind connected people having two jobs with unemployment being low. That's me. I just want to, you know, I have my questions, too.
Yeah, well, you know, you're just catcalling her. Jeff Tirani, who looks like a Santa Claus on Twitter, at Kitty Four Hawks, number four, he says, my husband, quote, just another inbred douche in a long line of douches who even marry douchebags. Incorrect use of ellipses, four of them. Back to hiding under your rock with your wife take with you. What? And then another incorrect use of ellipses. Jeff is a bad Santa. Bad, bad Santa. I wish that, that's when I really wish that I could actually show you.
How do you recover from insults from these intellectual giants?
I don't know.
How do you deal with it all?
I don't know. These people are so smart and so insightful. It's, yeah. So, moving on. Oh, I have more. I even have a whole folder that's literally called tweets that I keep. Let's see here. I have more. Corey Repond, who is REPPOCS, says, well.
Can you read that?
I think so. There's nothing, it's just the arrangement of the words. He writes, you can just yell over me if you think it starts getting
or
inappropriate.
Or use pig Latin or something. I don't want to have to.
Well, he's talking about gargling.
Oh, good God.
Okay. He writes, at D-Lash, I can't wait until you're goggling half mummified.
All right.
Balls begging to be able to sell reverse mortgages to pre-corpses during the Price is Right. Corey Repond. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I think on some level he thinks he was clever.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know if that's not actually, that's not clever. It's not clever. Let's see here. Somebody, I had Harlan DG who told me to put a gun in my mouth because he's anti-gun.
And that's not original, by the way. You get one of those like a day.
Mm-mm, no. Martian Brewer, at Martian_Brewer on Twitter writes, at D-Lash, can't you just crawl into a hole and die somewhere, you evil, heinous excuse for a human being? No. You see, Democrats, why do you gotta be so violent?
So they elected to not make a point?
Yeah, I'm That's like, great. why do you gotta be so violent, you know? My gosh. I have so much more. Oh my goodness, some of them I can't read. Here's another email. This one's from Devin. Now, this is the guy who's mad about the New Mexico compound thing.
Oh, okay.
So, and he actually sent this earlier today. He writes, it's Dana and Show. So this is, I think, also addressed to you and Steve.
Really? Okay.
Devin writes, I can see how gleeful you are in trumpeting loudly that the man in the New Mexico compound was Muslim, so you can push your lies that Muslims are violent people. You and your hosts are racist people who delight in pushing racist pain and lies onto other people. Devin. So, training starving kids to shoot up schools is okay with you, right?
I'll even take Kane? It further. We never, ever condone any of it. Like, we never said anything bad about the religion. We never said, hey, this is indicative.
We did say he was, that we read the court docs where they said
yeah.
that they were extremist Muslims.
That's
that was what law enforcement described
right.
them as. Yeah.
That's how news works. So We're not attacking the religion and never have, actually. Mm. But this is, again, like you pointed out earlier in the show, this is the response you get from people who don't have a cogent argument, who don't have an intelligent response.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, yeah, I'm just saying. It's not nothing to say about the starving kids, Devin? Nothing to say about the fact that he may have killed his own kid?
Just a domestic issue.
Yeah, just a domestic issue. That's right. Are you sure you're not that spokesperson from that mosque in New York? I'm just saying, just asking, because that's literally what we read today. Just saying. All right, folks, don't forget, if you want to help us, I don't know, buy margarita mix or put extra in the plate for Jesus or spend money on our range ammo, you too can send a hateful email and or tweet. And it will be included on the show. Just so you know, disclaimer, and this is a disclaimer on the site, too. Whenever you send me anything, particularly an email, and it's bad, I could get sassy. As in, publish your private information because we can find out where you are, or get litigious. So it's up to you. You just let me know, right? Just keep it cool. Keep the disagreement cool. I don't mind crazy, just so long as it's peaceful. All right, so that concludes this week's portion of Mailbag of Hate. Gosh, I do love me some Mailbag of Hate. All right, as we get going on here, thanks to our good friends over at Car Shield. We love Car Shield. Yay! Because, look, we're winding down summer, and nothing messes up your plans faster than your car breaking down. Because then you get hit with a huge repair bill. Don't act like it's not huge, because cars are made differently now. They're so technological. I'm going to try to be short with this. I had to take my car in for a sensor because mine has a one of the little cameras on the back of it. Thank heavens, because parking spots are tiny. And something went wrong with my sensor. And when I took it in, it was like the littlest fix, but it was like $1,500. And I just had a stroke several times and then passed out in the mechanics shop. I'm kidding. I didn't pass out. But that's what I'm talking, and that's what I'm talking about. And they're like, yeah, that's, you know, this is just a little fix. And then they're like, here's the bill. It was, you know, because that, and my stepdad is a mechanic, and I was asking him about this, and he's like, yeah, they're really expensive to fix. So look, you don't want to be out of pocket thousands of dollars to get something fixed on your car, because cars are built so differently now than they used to be with all the computerization and everything else. You need to get extended vehicle protection like I did, because that was one of the first things I did after that. I went and got Car Shield. Car Shield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair real easy. Take it to your mechanic or the dealership to do the work, and then they reimburse those people, not you. They just get you back out on the road. While your car's in the shop, you get 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car. So if your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, you don't have to pay high repair bills. Car Shield's administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs and get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com. Use code Dana to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Dana, 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana. A deductible may apply.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1-subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 2-pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
My pillow has changed the way I sleep forever, and I am not going back to that crappy purple pillow I used to have. And I'll be honest, at first I was not sold on the whole My Pillow trend, but let me tell you, I'm a believer now because I tried it, and it's amazing. You need to order yours today, and you'll be a believer too. And if you get it, and for some reason you're not, they have 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. Say goodbye to your crappy purple pillow like I did and enjoy better sleep instantly. My Pillow is offering my listeners an awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you'll get 2 premium pillows plus 2 go-anywhere pillows. It's the MyPillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana. You get 50% off. Two pillows you can take wherever you want. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana for 50% off.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet on Saturday. Enjoy a ride, meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then let the party begin. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy?
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Miss anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
Well, we just got the announced dates from Chairman Chuck Grassley for the confirmation hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. They will take place. They'll start on September 4th. It will go from September 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. This is what's coming in from his office. It says the hearing's the next step in what will be the most thorough vetting process for a nominee in the history of the Supreme Court. So beginning September 4th is when they will have, right after Labor Day. There we go. September 4th, that Tuesday, is when the confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh begin. So actually, just in what? 3 weeks, just a couple days over, a little bit over 3 weeks. That's when the confirmation hearings will take place. So, and that's going, that's going to be pretty crazy. So,
we're going to see a lot of obstruction. We're going to see a lot of delay. And remember all the pages that they had to go, I think it was like 5,800 pages from Kavanaugh that the Democrats demanded to go through?
Yeah.
I mean, this is all just delay tactics. Everything is.
Yes, it is.
Everything is a funnel to midterms. Mm-hmm. And you have to think that way. Mm-hmm. Just people have to think that way.
He's going
to
get confirmed. So it's going to happen. This is great. Yay. So September 4th, I know we're all going to be watching some C-SPAN. And, you know, we're going to cover that on this program as well. All right. So today in stupidity.
Yes. All right. I love it when people who are so anti-Trump, they can't explain why they're anti-Trump. They just throw insults and things of that nature. Spike Lee did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I saw this last night, night before last, so I decided this is pretty stupid.
Would you want to sit down with Donald Trump?
No.
And have a conversation?
I don't. I'm calling back. I don't use his name either. Mm. Agent Orange.
That's what you...
Agent
Got
Orange.
It from Busta Rhymes. Shout out to Brooklyn Buster.
Do you consider him your president?
No.
Okay. So there it is. I mean, it's just really stupid because unless he's admitting he's not an American citizen, Donald Trump is your president. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry you don't feel great about
it. That's the way it is, exactly. And that does it for us, folks, today. Have a great weekend. I will be back with you on Monday. You can find me at Official Dana Lash. In the meantime, have a great night.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Circle September 4 on the calendar. Mike Gracia reports.
Senate Republicans have announced confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will begin the day after Labor Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes to have Kavanaugh confirmed before the new court session begins October 1st. Democrats are objecting to the September 4th start of the hearings, saying the process is being rushed. Kavanaugh was nominated by President Donald Trump to replace retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Trump administration plans to roll back another major Obama era rule that was created to police the for-profit college industry.
The Education Department says the gainful employment regulation should be scrapped entirely. The department says this regulation was not backed up by research and created burdensome reporting requirements for schools. The rule sought to punish for-profit college programs that left graduates with heavy debt compared to their incomes.
That's correspondent Dennis Crowley. This proposal represents the Education Department's second planned rollback of a major Obama-era rule in a matter of weeks. Liftoff is set for early Saturday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. A red-hot voyage to the sun is about to bring us closer than ever before. NASA's Parker solar probe is as heat-resistant as a spacecraft gets and will hurtle through the sizzling solar atmosphere and come within just 3.8 million miles of the sun's surface. Let's check the numbers from Wall Street on Friday. The Dow closed down 196 points to 25,313. The Nasdaq was down 53 to 7839. And the S&P 500 ends down 20 points to 2833. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-601-7780, 800-601-7780. Don't wait. Call now, 800-601-7780, 800-601-7780.
Authorities in Maryland say a police sergeant due in court next week on drug theft charges has killed himself.
The chief of police in Hagerstown, Maryland, is calling the officer self-inflicted death another tragedy of the opioid crisis. 45-year-old Sergeant Christopher Barnett was charged in February with stealing prescription opioids from a disabled woman he had questioned during a case. When she noticed her pills were missing, she set up a sting, recording Barnett giving her replacement pills and paying her $35 to stay quiet. When authorities were given that video, the officer was suspended without pay and then hit with criminal charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Firefighters fought to spare homes Friday from a growing Southern California forest fire. Day after flames came perilously close to neighborhoods and destroyed one house, Governor Jerry Brown declaring a state of emergency. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court orders an end to sales of a controversial pesticide.
A split panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco orders the EPA to, in 60 days, end the nationwide sale of chlorpyrifos. The pesticide, which has been widely used on citrus fruit, apples, and other crops, has also been shown to harm babies' brains. Coalition of farm workers and environmental groups sued after former Trump EPA chief Scott Pruitt reversed an Obama administration effort to ban the chemical. The judge's ruling that Pruitt violated federal law by ignoring previous conclusions by EPA scientists that the chemical is harmful. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The planned relocation of a statue of the late Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo, a polarizing figure in the city's history, is being put on hold for at least two more years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
It's the Chris Plant Show here on a Friday, live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I'm Larry O'Connor, filling in for a vacationing Chris Plant, and we've got so much to get to today. This is going to be a fine hour, though, because I want to start things off the way we always should, with Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is in really, really big trouble. There's a problem with Elizabeth Warren. I know that many people want her to be the next president of the United States. I certainly want her to be the next candidate for the Democratic Party to run for president of the United States. I certainly don't want her to actually be the commander-in-chief. But she's in big trouble because you have to understand, you know, the Democratic Party these days is all about identity politics, right? They need to represent certain factions of the American mosaic. They need to actually identify with, you know, okay, I'm a transgender, Lithuanian, half Indonesian, son of a carpenter. You gotta identify with something. And Elizabeth Warren, all she's got going for her is that she's a woman and she's Native American, right? As we know, she's an Indian because that's what she's told us. So that's great, right? But her problem is now that people are starting to figure out that she is not a Native American, right? They know now that she's not an Indian. So all she's got going for her is she's a woman, and that ain't enough. See, these days in the Democratic Party and identity politics, it's not enough to be just a woman. Kamala Harris, see, she checks off a lot of boxes. She's like, she's multiracial. She's a woman. She's, I believe she could, in fact, be a son of a carpenter. I don't, but you have to check off as many boxes as possible. And The Hill, it's a newspaper here in Washington, D.C., covers things on the, on the Hill, on Capitol Hill. And their headline here on Twitter is quite problematic for Elizabeth Warren. Because, see, we all know she's not Native American. We all know she's not an Indian. Elizabeth Warren knows she's not a Native American. But there's still been sort of this pretend sort of game that everybody's been playing that people in the media, journalists and Democrats, they don't want to talk about it. They don't. They ignore it. You know, there's a psychological syndrome. These are amazing videos. You can see them. There's a documentary about it. A psychological syndrome where people convince themselves that they are amputees. I'm going off on a tangent for a moment, but I'm filling in for Chris Plant, so it's okay, because God knows that man goes off on tangents. And this psychological syndrome, it's amazing. They convince themselves they are amputees, or they've lost a limb in one way or another, and the doctor on the video will lift their arm up and put it in front of their face and say, but look, you have an arm. It's right here. And the patient will just sort of look away and say, no, I don't. No, I don't. Because they have convinced themselves. They have just put themselves in this place where they are convinced that they're an amputee. And that's what the media and the Democratic Party have done with regard to Elizabeth Warren. Look at her. She is not Native American. She won't even acknowledge the hint of any sort of research here. She won't open up any of her family tree. She won't. It's all anecdotal. She talks about high cheekbones and how her grandmother's family was her grandfather's family was racist and didn't want him to marry this woman because she was any. But there's no actual proof. There's no scientific proof of it. And the media and the Democrats are like, well, no, we don't see it. We don't see that at all. We don't have a question about it until yesterday. And a big hat tip to my friend Mark Hemingway. He's the voice of reason over at the Weekly Standard. He's the male part of the dynamic DC duo known as Hemingway and Hemingway, Mark Hemingway and Molly Hemingway, who, of course, you know from Fox News, the All-Star panel. Mark Hemingway pointed this out on Twitter. It's fantastic. The Hill has finally, in their own special way, called out Elizabeth Warren. Here's the headline from The Hill. Are you ready? Openly gay Democrat wins House primary, would be first Native American woman elected to Congress. Well, now, that's impossible, because Elizabeth Warren is the first Native American woman elected to Congress. And obviously, this is The Hill's sort of backhanded way, surreptitious way, covert way, passive-aggressive way of saying Elizabeth Warren's a big fat liar. This is a beautiful moment, and it needs to be noted. I mean, Donald Trump, as we know, Donald Trump.
Elizabeth Warren, sometimes referred to affectionately, of course, as Pocahontas. They wanted me to apologize. No, I did, though. I did. I did apologize to Pocahontas. I apologize. To the memory of Pocahontas, I apologize.
What kind of victory lap will Donald Trump be able to have now that The Hill is sort of joined on board with him in calling out Elizabeth Warren for the fraud that she is? I mean, she's
Pocahontas.
That's what she is. And now The Hill is basically laying that out. So we are very excited about this, and I think that we need to get behind this candidate, by the way, a former MMA fighter, by the way. Her name is Charisse Davids. And here's the thing about Charisse Davids. She's an attorney, former mixed martial artist. Yeah, she's a Democrat. And by the way, she was supported by Bernie Sanders, right? She won the Democratic primary in the 3rd District of Kansas. I don't think she's going to win. I don't think she has a chance to win. That's why I'm okay talking about her and talking her up, because here's the beauty about this woman. She says she's going to be the first Native American woman elected to Congress. When you look at her, she actually does not have blonde hair. She doesn't have blue eyes. She doesn't even have high cheekbones. What I'm saying is she doesn't look like the Northern European Nordic goddess that is
Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren. She actually, in fact, looks like a Native American, which I think most of us have all sort of taken for granted a Native American would look like. Unlike Elizabeth Warren,
Pocahontas,
who is not, in fact, Native American and doesn't even resemble a Native American. However, of course, she was able to get into Harvard and get a job at Harvard as a Native American, which, by the way, is another thing that is fascinating to me about this syndrome where you know, deny that you have an arm. You deny that Elizabeth Warren is not, in fact, a Native American. You deny the fact that she's been able to culturally appropriate Native Americans. Didn't she write a cookbook, the powwow something? Setting that aside for a moment, why is it Democrats, social justice warriors, the mainstream media, why can't they point out the fact that by getting that job at Harvard that was reserved for a Native American,
Pocahontas,
Elizabeth Warren has actually taken a job away from a legitimate Native American? Harvard set up this chair, set up this professorship, isolated it, said, we want this to go to someone who is a Native American. Elizabeth Warren walks in,
Pocahontas,
and says, hey, I'll take that job, and she gets it. And she sits there on the faculty looking like every other white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, non-Native American that they were trying to, you know, keep from getting that job. Meanwhile, someone who looks like Charisse Davids, someone who has actually lived the life of Charisse Davids, she's an attorney. I wonder if she went to Harvard. Oh, no, she didn't. I wonder if she could get a job at Harvard in the Native American professorship that was set aside. Well, no, she probably couldn't back when Elizabeth Warren had that job.
Pocahontas.
Because she is, in fact, filling that seat, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, non-Native American. And that's the point. The whole purpose of this seat was to bring in people of color, people of different cultures and different backgrounds, so they could bring that perspective to the teaching experience at Harvard. And instead, Elizabeth Warren was just basically exactly a carbon copy, not just physically, but also culturally and perspective-wise, from every other uptight, liberal, white professor at Harvard. And no one's pointing that out either. No one's saying, hey, what about the really good, wonderful, talented Native American that this job was supposed to be set aside for? But it doesn't matter, because Elizabeth Warren,
Pocahontas,
is on the right side of all of the issues and all of the politics. Raj in Vienna. Raj, you're here on the Chris Plant Show. What do you think of this revelation? The Hill has called Elizabeth Warren out.
First, it's wonderful to hear your voice at this time in the morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Raj.
And you picked up a very good question. And of course, much has been made of the high cheekbones and about all those other features.
Yes, go ahead.
They have confused the issue. What's behind the skin? What's behind that face? This is a fraud. A fraud upon university, which I'm sorry to say, the university has probably been in collusion in trying to bolster an image of diversification. But what's happened is people have been defrauded. The persons who could have applied, as you just pointed out, you pointed out very carefully that legitimate Native American people have been defrauded by Elizabeth Warren.
That's right. And okay. Raj, thank you for amplifying that, because here's the thing.
Thank
Listen,
you.
I, of course, don't agree with the idea of a university setting aside jobs, setting aside admission, setting aside any kind of entree into their university solely based on somebody's skin color or somebody's heritage. All right? I don't agree with that. But Harvard, I mean, they think this is the most important thing they do as a major university in this country. So far be it for me to tell Harvard what they should be doing. However, if Harvard is going to grandstand and get credit for being so diverse, if Harvard is going to stand up there and say, look at us, we've got this faculty that represents the grand mosaic of the American experience, including Elizabeth Warren, our Native American professor, well, then it's incumbent on everyone to sort of call them on it, isn't it? Isn't it important to step up and say, well, excuse me, this isn't necessarily a Native American just because she says she is, right? I mean, isn't that important? Isn't that actually, and now the Hill, thankfully, has actually brought this to everybody's attention, that if this woman were to win, which she won't, but if Charisse Davids would win the 3rd Congressional District in Kansas, she will, in fact, be the first Native American woman elected to the Congress, not Elizabeth Warren. And I think now this argument is over, right? Can we please just put it to bed? No, actually, we probably won't. This is why Elizabeth Warren has a problem, because she needs that. She needs to be able to check off another box. See, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who we're going to speak about a little later, she checks off, so many boxes. Yes, she's a woman. Oh, she's also a millennial. Oh, she's also Latin American. Oh, she's also a socialist. See, that's a whole lot. Now, listen, maybe Elizabeth Warren, somewhere along the line, you know, is connected to Spain, because that's important, apparently. But until she shows us those papers, we're not going to believe it. All right, that's how we're started now. That's how we're out of the chute with Elizabeth Warren, or in other words,
Pocahontas.
And the end of her ability to run as a minority in America. We're going to get to Kanye West next, so keep it right here on the Chris Plant Show. What Kanye West said last night on the Jimmy Kimmel Show is earth-shatteringly important. We're going to play a bit of it, and we're going to hear from you. Kanye West, I'm Larry O'Connor. It's the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show. Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Napa Know-How.
If your motor oil pour is more of a motor oil spill, you need a 5-quart easy pour jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic for just $26.99. Because even if you can hide that mess under the hood, you can't hide from the stench of burning oil. So grab easy pour Valvoline for just $26.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Larry O'Connor sitting in for Chris Plant this morning, and I want you to hear Jimmy Kimmel last night. He's got a television show. It's a late-night comedy show. Hasn't been very funny lately, I'll be honest with you. It's a whole lot of crying about guns and health care. It doesn't make me laugh. I mean, it does make me laugh in a certain way, but I don't think it's meant to be funny. He had Kanye West on. Of course, Kanye in big, big trouble for actually not hating President Trump. And, in fact, that's what this question leads to. Listen to how Jimmy Kimmel frames the question here.
People got really mad when you were – well, people, some people were very happy.
Yeah, hold on right there. That's fantastic. I love that. Jimmy Kimmel starts his question with, you know, people got really mad when you started to – and then he realized, oh, no, not all the people, only everyone I know, everyone who works on this show, everyone who's in my life, every single person that I interact with or choose to interact with, because anyone who wasn't mad at Kanye West for showing some support for Donald Trump, I would, you know, excommunicate from Kimmel land. So I love that he has to correct himself in the middle of his question because he realized, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, the guy did get elected, so there must have been some people who weren't angry about this. Here's the question.
People got really mad when you were – well, people, some people were very happy when you said you liked President Trump. Do you think he is a good president?
Well, what, it's kind of a stupid question, isn't it? it's like if I were to book Hillary Clinton on this show, which I would love to do, and could Lanny Davis work that out for us? We're friends with Lanny Davis. He could get that booking. He could do us a solid. We've helped him out in the past. If I had Hillary Clinton on this show, and I asked her, you know, so did you really think you weren't breaking the law when you used that unauthorized, illegal, unsecured email server for keeping our state secrets on? What do we think she's going to say? Hasn't she been talking about this and lying about this for 3 years? Do we suddenly think that when she talks to me, she's going to say, wow, you know, I hadn't thought of that. Dang, you got me, Larry. Thanks for that. Whoa, that boom, game changer. What does this mean, Jimmy Kimmel? Is Kanye West not on the record in every possible way of saying that he actually thinks Donald Trump is doing some good things for our country? So Kimmel's big probing question, this is why I'm so sick of everybody saying how, you know, millennials get all their news from the late night news shows. First of all, that's not true. But secondly, it's so condescending to millennials to think that they actually believe that this is some kind of probative Socratic method of gaining information. So do you think he's a good president? Wow, Jimmy. God, man, it's like Kanye's blown away. Here's how Kanye West answers.
Just as a musician
African-American, guy out in Hollywood, all these different things, you know, everyone around me tried to pick my candidate for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then told me every time I said I like Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I'd get kicked out the black community because blacks are, we're supposed to have a monolithic thought. We can only like, we can only be Democrats.
It's fantastic, isn't it? And by the way, I love that. I'll get kicked out of the black community. How does one do that exactly? That's it. Give me your card. We're tearing it up right now. And we're changing the secret handshake. But that's like kicked out of the black community. But I want you to think about these words for a moment, because this is really the thrust of my question for you. People told me every time I said I liked Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I'd get kicked out of the black community. But, you know, replace that for whatever community you're in, the Jewish community, the Catholic community, the Latino community, the, you know, Mesopotamian community, any community. Because we're supposed to have a monolithic thought. We can only be Democrats. Does that resonate with you? A lot of people are saying Kanye West coming out like this is a huge thing for African-Americans who have been yearning for some choices in their lives politically because they've been told and bullied and intimidated into voting the same way over and over again. And that vote is being taken for granted and nothing is actually being done to help what's known as the black community in this country. Well, I agree, but I'll take it one step further. I think what Kanye West said here actually resonates with multitudes outside of the black community. This is about the tactics we see in the mainstream media, in most industries, in corporate America, in unions across this country, that we think a certain way, we believe a certain political philosophy. We hold to certain values, and we're not allowed to say it out loud. We're expected to agree with our superiors or have the decency to keep our mouth shut. Is that you? Is Kanye West talking to you? And do you think this is going to make a difference for you and for others like you by having Kanye West do this and say this? I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. It's the Chris Plant Show. I'm Larry O'Connor.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Take this, hater.
That's right. It's Kanye West on the Chris Plant Show. Larry O'Connor filling in for Chris is on vacation. Kanye West, last night, I think, spoke for a lot of Americans. Listen to this.
Just as a musician, African American, guy out in Hollywood, all these different things, you know, everyone around me tried to pick my candidate for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then told me every time I said I like Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I'd get kicked out the black community because blacks, we're supposed to have a monolithic thought. We can only like, we can only be Democrats. And all.
Now, listen, I know Chris Plant, and I know that he's very proud. He really is that so many people listen to this program. And he's frankly quite touched that so many African-Americans listen to this program, whether they agree or disagree with him. They know how entertaining and funny and compelling and challenging he can be. And so I know there are many African-Americans listening. Does that make, do you think this will make a difference with other black Americans? Do you think that Kanye West saying this in no uncertain terms will actually make a difference in that community? I'd love to hear your reaction, 888-630-9625. But even broader, does Kanye West speak to you, no matter who you are, no matter what group you happen to be assigned to by the elites in this country who are just dead set on assigning all of us to a group? Well, do you feel like you have been intimidated and unable to actually voice your own opinion without some kind of very significant repercussions? And do you think this speaks to you? Do you think it makes a difference for you and others like you? 888-630-9625. Here's more of Kanye West.
And it took me a year and a half to have the confidence to stand up and put on the hat, no matter what the consequences were. And what it represented to me is not about policies, and because I'm not a politician like that, but it represented overcoming fear and doing what you felt, no matter what anyone said, and saying, you can't bully me. Liberals can't bully me. News can't bully me. The hip-hop community, they can't bully me. Because at that point, if I'm afraid to be me, I'm no longer yay. That's what makes yay. And I actually quite enjoy when people actually are mad at me about certain things.
You must enjoy it.
Yeah.
Listen, Kanye West is not a leader of the conservative movement. He's not a spokesperson for the conservative movement. He's not someone who should run for office. He could change his political ideology in an instant. I don't even know what his political ideology is. None of that matters. What matters is what he just said about not being bullied into silence. What matters is that he can stand up and say, listen, this is who I am. And you're not going to tell me to shut up just because my opinion is inconvenient for your worldview. If it's inconvenient to you that a popular African-American hip-hop musician happens to not think the way that you demand he think. Sorry, but I'm not going to hide from that just for your convenience. We hear from the very same people, from the Jimmy Kimmels of the world, from the mainstream media journalists of the world, from the Hollywood executives and artists of the world and academia, we hear that the most courageous thing someone can do is to come out of the closet with their sexual identity, as long as it's not heterosexual identity, cisgender identity. But if you reveal to be in some way sexually identified as outside of what we for thousands of years in the Judeo-Christian Western world has seen as the norm, well, then you're a courageous hero. ESPN gave Caitlyn Jenner, ironically Kanye West's mother-in-law, father-in-law, you get my point. ESPN gave Caitlyn Jenner the Arthur Ashe Courage Award for appearing on an issue of Vanity Fair and Address. That's courageous. But what about coming out of the closet as a Trump-supporting Republican? That's demonized. I used to work in the Broadway theater business. I worked for several years in New York City, working for a company that owns Broadway theaters and produces Broadway shows, Broadway musicals, in fact. I then managed the Schubert Theater in Los Angeles for that company for a decade out in Los Angeles, California. And it's a huge theater. We specialized in Broadway musicals. Let's face it. Some stereotypes exist for a reason. And there are a lot of people who work in that business who are homosexual, who are gay. Many of my best coworkers and friends and people, I went to many same-sex marriages, weddings, before it was, deemed legal by the Supreme Court. Guess what? People were getting married anyway, and it was fine. And I would go and support my friends and people who I loved who were gay. And all that was fine. It was fantastic. It was terrific. Very few people knew what my politics happened to be. I could not reveal my politics to people. I couldn't reveal my thought process about things. It took a long time. It took Andrew Breitbart to basically allow me to walk out from the shadows. And, well, sadly, I had to leave the theater business because of it. Not because I was fired, but because I recognized and knew how difficult it would be to be in that business and be a out-of-the-closet conservative. I hear Kanye West, and he speaks to me when I hear this. I wonder if he's speaking to you. 888-630-9625. Let's start with Sherry in Arkansas. Sherry, you're on the Chris Plant Show. I'm Larry O'Connor.
Hello, Larry. Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say, I do feel bad for, the black community, as we're calling it. I know many of them cringe and wish all this race baiting would go away. But as far as the peer pressure goes, I've never had a racist bone in my body. And every time I've gotten to a point where, it looked like I could possibly have a really close friendship with a person of color, the peer pressure was just so hard for them. It was just too much for them because they had to go up against their families and friends and everything just to have me for a friend. Mm. And I will say, too, that I've noticed, you know, it seems to have been eased a lot now that Obama's out of office. It seems to me like just in everyday transactions, there's a lot more openness and freedom to look each other in the eye and smile between the races.
Well,
and,
maybe,
I'm loving it.
I hope that's a real start, a real positive start. And I think that Kanye West is helping that out as well, Sherry. Again, not from a conservative or liberal or Democrat or libertarian or socialist perspective, but from an American human perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, why do they have to deal with this kind of peer pressure? You know, it binds so many of them from being able to, you know, be who they want to be and have the friends they want to have and express the opinions that they have,
Amen, Sherry. I love it. You're absolutely right. And by the way, here's the other thing that needs to be pointed out, and I wish that Kanye had said this to Jimmy Kimmel last night, or I hope that Jimmy Kimmel can recognize it himself. It's not like Kanye West is out there doing what his peers do, doing what the left does, doing what Jimmy Kimmel does, which is, this is what I believe, and if you disagree, you're actually an evil person. You're this name or that name, and you're wrong, and I demand that you conform to what I believe or shut your mouth and get in the shadows. No. The beauty of what's going on here with Kanye is that he's saying, listen, this is who I am. This is what I believe. I recognize that you all think differently. So you think what you think. I'll think what I think, and we'll still be brothers. We'll still be friends. We'll still be family. We can still love each other. We still talk about the things that we do have in common. Like, we all love the Washington Redskins, right? I mean, that we all have in common. But that's the important thing that I think really could come out of this, hopefully. It's not about recruiting new people to the Republican Party. That's their job. I don't care. What's important is that we reach a place in our country where we're okay with each other, even if we have differing opinions. Penny in Northern Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C. Penny, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Larry. Glad to hear you this morning. It's great to hear you.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that ever since the election, I have been so happy and excited for my African-American brothers and sisters because I have made it a focus of mine over the years to really pay attention to the pressures that are on them, and I want them to experience the same prosperity that me and my family have experienced. And this president, with this economy and the fact that the only color that he cares about is green, it has really brought I think a new level of individual freedom to the African American community. I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I am hearing more and more and more African Americans calling up and speaking in the terms that I speak in, which is that I am confident in my opinion. I believe that my opinion has value, and I don't believe that because I've got a whole party behind me. I believe that because I am a free American to believe that.
Yep.
And I am seeing them express themselves as an army of one.
Penny,
with that confidence.
So well said, and I agree with you. I'm hearing the same thing. Well, listen, you and I listen to the same radio station there in the D.C. area, the great WMAL, and you're right. You're right. It is a growing trend that you hear more and more African Americans calling in. And they'll often say, you know, listen, I've been listening a long time. This is my first time calling. And I host in the afternoons on WMAL, and I say, please don't be a stranger. We want to hear more from you. And I think that that's a trend that's growing. Listen, the last poll I saw, I think that Trump's popularity in the African-American community was somewhere between 25 and 29%. Listen, that's still small, but it's more than twice what it was on Election Day. That's a problem for Democrats who have taken that vote for granted, a major problem. Bob, in New Jersey, take this outside of the idea of African-Americans. I think what Kanye West said, Bob, transcends race. It talks to a lot of people who can't speak out, no matter what community or group they're in.
Oh, Larry. you definitely speak to me as Kanye West does.
I have been in the broadcast industry in the New York, New Jersey area for 40 years. I have always been outspoken about my politics, but I lean libertarian conservative. And I started to really hate my industry when I saw the way that they would omit information. I first-handedly have seen it, and I became very outspoken on Facebook. And I know I'm cutting my nose despite my face, but I will not be silenced by my peers. And the phone has stopped ringing, Larry.
Bob, I know. I'm sorry. I have so many friends like you who haven't had your courage, who recognize that the phone stops worrying, and they don't have the kind of nest egg that Kanye West is sitting on right now. And they can't speak freely. And you know what bothers them the most, Bob, is the presumptuousness. I wrote an article the day that the cast of Hamilton lectured Vice President-elect Pence from the stage when they said, we, right, the theater community, because I used to be in that community. The presumptuousness, right, to presume that everyone agrees with you is so infuriating, isn't it, Bob?
Well, Larry, I have for over 40 years been friends with homosexuals, transsexuals, black folks, Hispanics. I work in New York, for crying out loud.
By the way, and so did Donald Trump, by the way, and he
and
has
so
the same
Trump,
the same list of friends.
Never been a racist until he ran for president.
Yes.
I'm stubborn. I have hurt myself because they don't want me around. Now, I never, ever speak politics in a work situation. Never. That's nobody's business. There's too many, millennials with little bobs on the top of their head running around,
yeah,
in the crew these days. I don't want confrontation. I want a paycheck.
Yep, I hear you, Bob. But they bring the confrontation to you on a regular basis, not just on Facebook, but on the job. I've seen it. I've seen it many times, Bob. My heart goes out to you. You're a brave man, and you're a bit of a hero. And I appreciate you sharing your story. Many of you want to chime in on this. In its own way, did Kanye speak for you last night when he said, no, you can't bully me. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to think what I think. And guess what? We can then all be friends. I'm Larry O'Connor. This is The Chris Plant Show.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa Legend batteries come with a $15 rebate by mail. Their long-lasting durability stands up to extreme conditions. So even on scorching days, it'll puff its chest out and be all like, hey, summer heat, find another car battery to drain. Napa Legend batteries with $15 mail-in rebate. quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Just as a musician, African-American, guy out in Hollywood, all these different things, you know, everyone around me tried to pick my candidate for me. Mm-hmm. And then told me every time I said I like Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I'd get kicked out of the black community.
Yeah, that's Kanye West last night on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. By the way, no one tell Chris Plant that we played Kanye West music instead of his kick-ass music of classic rock, which I truly do love his classic rock catalog. But you got to throw a little Kanye in now and again. Well, I wonder, when he says that, when Kanye says that I was told I couldn't say that I support Trump out loud or I'd get kicked out of the black community or whatever community you're in, I would lose my career. Is he talking to you? James in Alexandria. James, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, James.
Hey, I was just calling up to kind of support that perspective, too. I not that Kanye West, quote-unquote, speaks for me being an African-American and stuff, but someone in his ilk, in his community, in his environment, being able to step up and make comments that don't go along with the community helps other people to be able to recognize they can do it too.
Yeah.
I watch my kids go through this kind of stuff at school, and you would think elementary school kids and middle school kids wouldn't have to deal with this kind of stuff, but they do.
Oh, and certainly in Alexandria, Virginia, they do. In the D.C. suburb of Alexandria, Virginia, I think kindergarten kids already know the score.
Right. And, you know, so I teach my kids to stand up in what they believe in. Don't let people coerce you into saying other things. Don't get into these conversations if you can avoid them, but don't shy away when you're being pressed to the point where you have something to say.
Good job, James. Very, very proud you're a Chris Plant Show listener. Keep it up. You're a good dad, too. How about Jeanette up in Massachusetts? Jeanette, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you, Larry. I'm listening to the conversation, and I totally agree with Kanye West. He thinks for himself, and the left, they all think like a bunch of pack rats, and it's about time that if people think for themselves, they'll see that Donald Trump is all about law and order. And I like what you said. I believe it was you yesterday on your show when you said Ben Carson, if there was 90% Ben Carsons in this country, would be better off. But it's not about the color of anybody's skin. It's all about your thought process.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeanette. I appreciate that, and I really do, and thank you for listening and your thoughts. I want one more, if I can. Debbie in North Carolina. Debbie, you are on the Chris Plant Show. I'm Larry O'Connor.
Hey there, Larry. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I am definitely what the left thinks of as their worst enemy. I'm an old, kind of whitish woman, a little bit of Indian, real Indian blood.
Oh, really?
But
Pocahontas.
I am a public high school teacher, so let me tell you, it's a war. It is scary to go out there, and as someone who, you know, I have conservative values, I am a Christian, but I also am, you know, I'm not going to be pigeonholed into every single itty-bitty thing either, so I want to keep an open mind, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It is scary.
You can't speak up about Trump in the teachers' lounge?
Pardon me?
You can't speak up about Trump in the teachers' lounge.
Oh, no way. No, no, no way. No way. For decades, you know, for a decade.
So listen, you're the furthest from a African-American hip-hop music fan, but Kanye, in his own way, is sort of, he's echoing your voice when he says this.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. Debbie, that's huge. I wish I could speak more, but I can't. We're up against it. I just want to say one thing, though. Our last caller, Patty, I think, in Massachusetts, said that the left all, you know, they all speak with the same voice. They all have one opinion. They're all... No, I don't think they are. They're just intimidated into shutting up.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.